The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our first Clay County basketball broadcast of 2021, and we're kicking things off right with a pair of district battles between the Black and Gold and their downriver rivals, Jackson County. A turbulent start to the round ball campaign has seen only 10 games played for the teams based in Salina. Head coach Matt Walker has his girls off to a 5-5 start, while Rob Edwards has his perennial power Bulldogs sitting at 8-2. Invading Joe Sims Gymnasium tonight are head coach Jim Brown and his 2-6 Lady Blue Devils, who look to break a 5-game losing streak against the Lady Dogs. Also coming to town are the 6-4 Blue Devils and head coach Kevin Thomas, who have dropped 4 straight to Edwards' squad. It's time for action here on the Horizon Sports Network in this season's first Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of this basketball season. We kick it off here at home this year with the Bulldog teams. I'm Daniel Strong and I'm here to describe the action this evening. Usually we'll be joined later by head coach Joe Sims. He will not be here tonight, we understand. Hopefully back in action on Friday with us on the Horizon Sports Network. We will be joined later by former head coach Thomas Watson. And for now, I'm accompanied by my friend, cousin, and broadcast partner, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, excited to be here tonight. Feels good to have the headsets back on. It's been a while.
Since Gordon's football game, mid-November.
Yeah, I'm excited about our District 6A showcase coverage. 20 conference games that matters that we're going to call down this home stretch, Daniel. There may be a few mixed in that we won't with some of the postponements and rescheduling, but it's going to be a good run.
Yeah, I think three, four, five, maybe non-district along the way, but we're going to have all these big district matchups that mean more now this year than ever.
And no better way to kick it off than with a couple of wins over the Blue Devils from Gainesboro. There's no love loss between these two teams. On the gridiron, on the hardwood, it doesn't matter where they are.
That's right. And as we mentioned in the opener there, Lady Dogs have won five in a row over them, the Bulldogs four in a row.
And the Dogs are rolling again. They should be ranked, I would say, when the rankings come out probably this week. They've only had two setbacks. They're 8-2, and the Lady Dogs are kind of finding their way. They're 500, but they've lost to some good teams so far. So, we've got a couple of good quality basketball teams again, Daniel.
We have, and things are getting started now. After Christmas, that's when it gets to the nitty-gritty, and we're here to cover it.
And like I said, we've got a couple of good ones to kick it off tonight. But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors, and we can't thank them enough. They make it all happen here on the Horizon Sports Network. And, they come to us one more time. We've got the same ones. We don't have many. Say no.
That's right. Fourth year doing basketball here, and like you said, didn't have to beg, didn't have to plead. Probably was contacted by a few of them, said, hey, you guys going to do it again?
That's right. They do make it all happen. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. We hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of these games we're fixing to call. Normally at this time we do our standard weekly recap, but there's no way we can cover them all, Daniel. Already played 10 games so far this year. The Dogs have pretty much dominated so far, except for the losses to a couple privates, Knox Webb and Good Pasture Christian, both great teams.
And I know Coach Edwards. He's glad he played those games. He's fine that they lost those games. That let him see what kind of team he had.
And it's been all about Grant Strong so far this season, Daniel. The junior is making his case as one of the top players, not just in Upper Cumberland, but across the state.
Averaging 34.6 points a game as a junior. Those are Tyreek Key senior year type numbers as a junior as Grant Strong.
And to go along with it, I'm pretty sure it's a double-double, Daniel, right at 10 rebounds and 4 or 5 assists, too, just playing a great all-around game. But it's not just about him. You got the senior Gunner Silk and Strong's classmates, Jeff Spivey
and Eli Smith has stepped up this year.
Yeah, there's not a lot of depth on this team, but everybody's quality. Coach Edwards got a lot of guys he can put on the bench from sophomores up. A lot of freshmen, they're younger, but those guys you mentioned, Spivey, Smith, Keaton Arms joining in there with them, and somebody else. Who's that other one, Thomas?
Well, so I was going to mention Keaton. He's been tough, too. He's had a career high 16 points here not long ago, and then you got the reserves, Bryce Bailey, Jimmy Burch, and John Hamilton coming off the bench. So not real deep, but three good reserve players.
Quality players.
And then the girls, they've been a little rough start, but their schedule will pay off in the end, I think. Five losses, Sunbright, Macon County, Clark Range, Lipscomb, and Livingston Academy. But they've also beaten perennial powers, Oneida and Whitwell, Eagleville twice, and Monterey. So tonight they can get back on that winning side of things and get 65.
Yeah, the record's very deceiving. Once we get into district play, we're looking at one of the top two, three teams in District 6, and I think they'll start proving that tonight.
And they're led by, of course, the duo, the seniors, Arms and Copas, sophomore Briley Burchett in the post, Eliza Jenkins, and the freshman Bella Ashlock's filled out the starting lineup this year.
Just, nice to see those freshmen coming in. I know Hallie Buford comes in, plays some minutes. Bella, as you mentioned, the starter. Got quality there to go along with all those veteran players.
And a deep bench. Reserve senior Hannah Raines, and then juniors Zoe Hayes and Cherokee Upton. Sophomores Abby Head and Izzy Hale. And you mentioned Buford, who've all seen time. And they've also got another junior, Lauren Weaver. She's been out with an ankle injury and not played yet. So a lot of weapons here for Coach Walker.
I think the biggest problem when you have that many quality players is trying to figure out the lineup you want to go with, and he's got a lot of games left to do that before postseason.
Folks, all of the season so far has been covered in your newspaper. That wraps up our recap segment. We hope you'll pick up on next week for a rundown of last week's games. It's already out on stands. The Dogs' big win over Hawkeye is the lead story in that one. So get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game and the ones to come in the following Del Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County basketball against Jackson County here in Joe Sims Gymnasium on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, before we get to that, what Tipsy thinks, I know he's not here tonight, but I want to say what a pleasure it's going to be to have Coach Sims back here another season. Since he's not here, we'll try to embarrass him with it a little bit. I want to take a moment to congratulate him on the gym being named in his honor. And just in case our listeners maybe forgot what a legend he is and where the knowledge he shares on air comes from, here's a reminder. The man, he's got almost 500 wins under his belt, 7 district titles, 6 region crowns, 14 sub-state appearances. 10 trips to state tournament, 4 state runners-up, and a state championship while coaching almost 25 years here, Daniel. And I know you had a little something to do with that. It's just a great thing to look down here and see Coach Sims' name on this floor.
It is. I think Coach Sims sometimes gets overlooked in the Upper Cumberland because of the Lamar Rodgers and the Jim Browns. But Joe Sims is a legend, and he should be honored here in this gym.
And, folks, we'll take a little break here for the National Anthem. Be back for more of Tipsy's Take.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here, Thomas, let's wrap up that Tipsy's final take. You was talking about Coach Sims and what a legend he was. What about tonight's contest a little bit?
Well, I think, Daniel, this is one where the Lady Dogs can, like I said, get back on the right side of things with a win here against Jackson County. Hadn't won many games in probably the last 3 years, Jackson County hadn't. But I think tonight could be a formidable foe here. They're getting better under Coach Jim Brown. So this is one where the Lady Dogs are going to have to play a little bit, I think.
That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Looks like they will not be announcing the starting lineups here at Joe Sims Gymnasium tonight. We will bring the Subway starting lineups to you. The 04 Clay County. That'll be freshman number 2, Bella Ashlong. Sophomore number 23, Bradley Burchett. Junior number 5, Eliza Jenkins. Senior number 20, Rachel Kovas, and senior number 24, Katie Arms. Those starting lineups brought to you by Subway in New Orleans. Greg and Melissa Brandon, located on the bypass in Salina. Stop in for your favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Burchett controls the tip, and we are underway. Clay County going to be shooting to the hoop to our left here in the gym at Salina. Eliza Jenkins with it, cuts across the lane, rolls it off of her foot and out of bounds, and the Lady Blue Devils take possession. Starting for Jackson County tonight, a senior Erica Davidson, senior Nikki Raglin, sophomore Jacqueline Agee, another senior Lily Chapin, and a sophomore Riley Thomas. A steal by Eliza Jenkins, frustrated with the turnover, she comes back and takes it away. However, she carries the ball, Thomas, and once again back in the Lady Blue Devils' hands, 2 Clay County turnovers to start this contest.
You can see Coach Walker coming out with full court pressure here, Daniel. Looks like a man press going to guard them all the way up the floor as Ashlock comes off and traps in the backcourt.
Trap deep. Lady Devils do get it across. They have it on the left wing. Ball handler is Riley Thomas. She's well defended by Rachel Kovas. Kovas, the 4-year starter, a senior. She may get a 5-second defensive call here, and she does. A turnover created by the fine coverage on the defensive end by Rachel Kovas.
Yeah, and Rachel, you know, she's become that kind of lockdown defender for Coach Walker this year, guarding the other team's best player night in, night out, while also running the point like she always has.
Lady Dogs with it. Riley Burchett at high post, give and go between her and Bella Ashlock, and Ashlock breaks the goose egg. Clay County in front, 2-0 over Jackson County, 6:55 and ticking, opening quarter of play. Another turnover, sloppy play so far by Jim Brown's Lady Blue Devils, a travel by number 11, Erica Davidson. And a 30-second timeout taken by Jackson County. We'll be back after 1A.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live at Joe Sims Gymnasium, Lady Bulldogs with possession of the basketball and possession of the lead, 2-0 early in the first quarter, 6:45 on the clock. Rachel Copas in the lane, running layup, no good, rebounded by Burchett. She kicks it back across the paint to Copas. Misses a shot, but she is fouled, and Rachel will go to the line to shoot too. Lady Blue Devil committing the foul was number 24, Jacqueline Agee. Copas hits that first free throw, putting the black and gold up, 3-9. Releases the second. It's also good. Clay County with a two-possession lead, 4-9 here. Full court pressure continuing to be applied by Coach Walker. Lady Blue Devil struggling with it. Almost stolen by Katie Arms. Finally, Jackson County gets across the timeline with it. Riley Thomas with it out top. She runs the point. Kicks it to right wing to the hands of Nikki Raglan. Raglan inside. Ball knocked away by Burchett. Loose ball picked up by Jenkins. She's going coast to coast with it. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebounded by Raglan for Jackson County.
Good post defense there by Burchett. Reached over the top, knocked it away, Daniel, and then started to break.
Thomas with the ball, kicks it ahead to Chaffin in the front court. That's the younger of the two sisters. Emma Chaffin, a sophomore. She goes back out top to Thomas. Thomas tries to go back to Chaffin. It's knocked out of bounds by Bella Ashlock, and she's been a pleasant surprise. Thomas is a freshman coming in, solidifying a starting spot, and a very quality player.
She is. She played well. Also, Daniel scored in double figures in the last two games. I think she had 12 and 10 last week in those contests. Really coming on as a scorer.
Lady Blue Devils on the inbound play. Go to the hoop and score. It's senior Nikki Raglan adding 2 points. Clay County in front, 4-2. Copas with it across the timeline. Has it out top. She's been defended there by Davidson. Copas, a veteran point guard, as we mentioned, a four-year starter, swings it around to Jenkins. Now Burchett, who drives on the left baseline, has it taken away from her by Raglan. She works ahead to Davidson. Davidson at right block, defended by Copas, works to the baseline, has her shot blocked by Riley Burchett. Here Burchett comes with it. She's wanting to go all the way. Kicks it off to Arms, shot from right block is good, and she was fouled. Katie Arms going to go to the line to try to complete the and-one opportunity, and what good vision and passing by Burchett to find Arms on the post.
Well, you think of Burchett as being that true post player, but, you know, Daniel, she can handle the ball up and down the floor. You see her pull down the rebound, or actually block the shot, start that break, dribble it all the way down to the top of the key just in time for the defender to collapse on her, then kicked it off to Arms for the two. And she misses the free throw, Daniel. It was still a great play.
Did miss that free throw, so Clay County in front, 6-2. Eliza Jenkins is still in the backcourt, kicks over to Copas. Copas misses the shot, rebounded by Burchett. She puts it back, no good, but a jump. Actually, that was Ashlock, not Burchett. Jump ball called, though, before Ashlock put the shot up. I felt like she was fouled.
She was, apparently.
They are calling a jump ball. All the players felt like it was a foul. They went to the line. Even the Jackson County players lined up for the free throw shots that did not take place. Jump ball, position arrow in favor of Jim Brown's Lady Blue Devils. They inbound it, have it in the backcourt. Once again, working against that pressure. I wish Coach Sims was here to identify it. Perhaps a 1-2-2. I'm not sure. They do get across the timeline. Emma Chaffin with it out top. She's under pressure from Copas. Works it across now. Into the hands of Raglan. Raglan back out top to number 30, Lily Chaffin. Chaffin drives in, misses a shot. Picked back up by a teammate. gets it back to Chaffin, who swings it the left wing to Riley Thomas. Back inside to the post, shots up and made by senior Lily Chaffin, and she was fouled by Riley Virgin, who picks up her first of the contest, Clay County's first team foul. 4.5 minute mark of this first quarter, 6-4 now the score, Thomas, with that made shot. Clay County in front by 2, make it 1, is the 3-point play completed there by Chaffin.
Like I say, much improved Lady Blue Devil team that we're seeing here tonight, Daniel.
Starting 3 seniors in the lineup who played several years. We know the coaching of Jim Brown, as good as they come in the state, is Katie Arms. Adds 2 more for Clay County, and the Lady Dogs are in front 8-5. Full court pressure still being applied. Lady Devils beat it. Jackson County all the way into the front court, and a charge. No, a defensive foul going to be called against Burchett. She looked like she was set very well. However, the defensive foul called on Burchett, her second in the last 30 seconds of play, sending Lily Chaffin, the senior, to the line to shoot the free throws. And we see Abby Head, the sophomore, check in for Eliza Jenkins. I felt like Burchett probably would be the one coming out with those 2 fouls. Am I wrong that she's got 2?
I can't answer that, Daniel. The scoreboard shows 1 at this point. I thought you were keeping up with those.
Well, I messed up, I guess. Free throw was made there by Chaffin. It's knotted up, 8-8, 3:54 and ticking. First quarter of action. Bella Ashlock with it out top for the Lady Dogs. Hands off to Copas. Thought about a 3-pointer. Did not pull the trigger. Swings around to her right. Tried to feed Burchett inside. That pass swatted away and picked up by Riley Thomas, the sophomore point guard. And Jackson County has possession of it. Thomas at the top of the key. Kicks it across to Ragland. Ragland back to Chaffin. That's Emma. She kicks it over to Lily Chaffin, who's on the left wing. Actually, I messed him up. It's Emma with it now. She hands off to Lily. Now, Thomas, are they sisters?
They are.
The daughters of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show sponsor.
That's right. Little Robert Chaffin, he has 2 playing. I think maybe one of them's a sophomore and the other's a senior.
Correct. Lady Blue Devils ended up not being able to handle the action there. They turned the ball over, sending it out of bounds on a pass. Clay County back in possession. Happy ahead on right wing. Kicks to Katie Arms. Now inside to Ashlock. She tries to go baseline and has the ball tied up by Lily Chaffin, the senior sister. And another jump ball call. This time the black and gold with the possession arrow.
Good defense by Chaffin there. You can see as Burchett catches it on the outside now, but you can see Ashlock got a nose for the hoop.
Copas fires a 3 from left wing, no good. Rebounded by Jacqueline Agee. She works ahead to Chaffin. Chaffin with it under pressure now from Arms. Arms could not come up with the steal. And Emma Chaffin converts on the layup. And Jackson County takes their first lead of the contest, 10-8. Riley Burchett on a fast break was fouled underneath the goal, shoved in the back. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. Number 30, Lily Chaffin, committing the foul. She picks up her first of the contest, and we see 2 teams, Thomas, right now that appear to be fairly evenly matched. Clay County with a size advantage, but both teams playing tough.
They are, as Ashlock scores her first bucket.
Inbound
Ashlock
play
second.
To Ashlock, hits the 8-foot jumper from the middle of the lane. And we're knotted up at 10, 2.5 minutes to play in this opening quarter of action. Here in this District 6A matchup, only the third district battle of the year for Clay County. Shot at the right-hand side over here by Thomas, no good. As we mentioned, Clay County shooting at the goal to our left. And Jackson County, the hoop to our right during this first quarter of action. We sat high atop the visiting bleachers here looking down upon Rob Edwards Court. We mentioned that the entire gymnasium, named after Coach Sims this past summer, but also Thomas, the playing court itself, which has been beautifully redone for the first time in about 18 years since it was new. It's named Coach Rob Edwards Court in honor of the all-time winning boys coach in Bulldog action.
Very fitting. As Copas makes a 2 in the lane.
Copas puts her team back in front by 2, 12-10. Jackson County with the basketball. Coach Walker still putting on this full court pressure. Jackson County has been beating it, but they've struggled at times to do so. Pass stolen by Katie Arms. Here she comes the other way. Works ahead to Copas. Copas at right block. Shots up and good. Clay County now with a 4-point lead, 14-10. That's the biggest lead of the night they've had so far, was 4 points when they had it earlier. 4-0 in the contest. Minute 35 and ticking. here in this opening quarter. Abby Head with a steal, works ahead to Katie Arms, right block, shots up, it's good, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line, and Clay County now starting to assert themselves and building up some momentum. They go up by six, 16-10 in Arms at the line, trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
And you see the pressure really getting to the Lady Blue Devils on those last three trips up and down the floor there, Daniel. I'm pretty sure three steals in a row, and the Lady Dogs getting the payoff on the other end.
Arms releases, misses that shot, rebounded by Chaffin. Chaffin kicks out to Davidson. Davidson across the timeline. She's a senior, three-year starter at least, perhaps a four-year for Jackson County. She tries to feed Emma Crockett in the right corner, but to no avail. The ball goes out of bounds, and Jenkins inbounds to Copas. And Clay County, unless they get just a wonderful shot, maybe just a solid little time here. 70 seconds left in this opening quarter. Arms with it right wing, gives the head. Head across court to Copas. Copas looks inside for Burchett. She's covered up, though. Now she feeds it to her little left-handed pass inside. Burchett spins, gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins hits it from the middle of the lane. They have two beautiful-looking Bulldogs painted right at the top of the lane here. Jenkins standing right in the mouth of the Bulldog whenever she made that shot. 45 seconds left in this opening quarter. Clay County in front, 18-10. Jackson County with the basketball. Arms and Copas trying to trap Davidson. She beats it, though. Kicks it over to Chaffin, who fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Davidson. Jackson County with a second opportunity. Back inside to Lily Chaffin, the senior, and she puts it in for two from the right block. 20 ticks left in this first quarter. Coach Walker up shouting instructions to Rachel Copas. Clock down to 15 seconds now. Clay County 18, Jackson County 12. Been a good first quarter, and Clay County scoring well. 18 points in a quarter is a pretty good mark. Seven ticks now. Arms with it out top. Goes to Abby Head, right wing, inside to Jenkins. Her shot just a bit short. Rebounded by Burchett. Put back good. And before the buzzer sounds, Bradley Burchett adds two more to the Clay County tally, making it Lady Bulldogs 20, Lady Blue Devils 12 at the end of one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, second quarter action. Zoe Hayes in for the first time in the contest. The junior reserve guard putting a lot of pressure on Erica Davidson. Twice knocked the ball out of her hands. Hayes could never come up with it, though. Davidson works across to Chaffin. Chaffin kicks over to Raglan. Raglan in right corner. Well defended by Hallie Buford, another reserve. Let's reset the lineup for Clay County as the ball's knocked out of bounds. Lady Blue Devils do maintain possession. I see freshman Hallie Buford, sophomore Bradley Burchett, junior Eliza Jenkins, junior Zoe Hayes, and senior, no, that's Cherokee Upton out there, and junior Cherokee Upton. So a new lineup with the exception of Jenkins and Burchett, who stay on for the second quarter. Three-point shot taken and hit by number four, Emma Crockett, a sophomore sharpshooter for head coach Jim Brown. 20-15 now the score. Clay County with that five-point lead. Jenkins inside on the other end, gives to Burchett. Burchett lays it in easy from the left block. Good for two more points. 7-point difference, 22-15. fast-paced action here to start this second quarter, still using that full-court press. A nice job by Jenkins and Upton, who force a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County.
Last possession there, great job by Jenkins driving the lane, drawing the defense, and Burchett with a soft hands catching it on the block and going back up for two, her fourth of the night.
Thomas, I received a message from our missing broadcast partner, former head coach Joe Sims. He is listening tonight. He's about 40 miles outside of New Orleans in the heart of Louisiana, but listening to the Horizon Sports Network. We look forward to having him back. Clay County could not convert on that possession. The ball stolen by Davidson. She comes across the timeline and going to be fouled by Hayes. Zoe picks up her first of the contest. Zoe Hayes, one of those quality reserves, has not played a ton during her freshman and sophomore years, but enough to be considered an experienced player.
Yeah, she and Head both have come off the bench and played big minutes so far this season, Daniel. Going back to the, you know, we talked about the quality wins this Clay County team has. They beat Whitwell, previously undefeated Whitwell, in overtime down there. Head and Hayes combined to score all the points in OT to seal that victory down there. So Coach Walker's got capable players sitting on the bench.
Sure does. Izzy Hale, I see her down there, another competent post reserve. And we mentioned your daughter, Lauren Weaver. Lauren has not been able to be in action yet this year, but I anxiously await her return. She's another quality reserve. Jackson County with the basketball. Chaffin with it out top. Kicks it over left corner. Three-point shot taken and hit by Crockett. That's two. She's two for two from behind the arc tonight is the sophomore. Jenkins with it for Clay County. Kicks over to Upton. It right wing inside to Burchett. Shots up. No good. Rebound fought for. Come away with by Davidson for Jackson County. We see five new players come to the scorer's table waiting to check in for Clay County. Jackson County with possession of the basketball right now. Chaffin out top. She drives inside. Chaffin hits the left-handed underhand shot. She's an experienced player, a senior, and Lily Chaffin having a good night so far. And timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. The score now, after that one, Clay County 22, Jackson County 20.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, 5:55 left here in this second quarter of action in this District 6A Girls Contest. Clay County with the basketball and a two-point lead, 22-20. New lineup in for Clay County. We see Copas and Arms return, staying out our Abby Head. Izzy Hale has come on, and also Bella Ashok back in the game. Izzy Hale knocking down a 8-foot jumper from right baseline. Tough shot, but she makes it. 5:30 and ticking, 24-20 the score. Clay County in front. Lady Dogs 5-5 on the season. Jackson County 2-6 overall on the season. And another Lady Blue Devil turnover. That's one thing, Thomas, we've seen not a ton of Clay County steals, but a lot of Clay County pressures that have created turnovers.
Yes, Abby Head again with the pressure there, forcing that turnover. That's where we've had success so far, either in the half court, man defense, a little jump trap once they get across half court and then the full court pressure. When we've made a run and got up by a few points, it's because the turnovers off that pressure as Ashlock misses a three from the outside. Good looking shot, just wouldn't go down.
That's correct. Rebounded by Jackson County. 5-minute mark, second quarter. Clay County 24, Jackson County 20. Davidson with it out top. Kicks it over to Raglan at left wing. Now back out to Emma Chaffin, who's having a great night. She's close to double figures, if not already there.
She's got 10, Daniel, the first player in double figures so far tonight.
Davidson back now with it.
And that's Lily, not Emma.
Right. She kicks to Crockett. Crockett back to Lily Chaffin. Chaffin kicks over to Raglan. Her three-pointer from the left corner, no good. Rebounded by Copas quickly across the timeline in the front court to Abby Head. Head with it at right block. Goes across the paint to Hale. Hale shot, no good. But she was fouled by Davidson, and Easy will go to the line to shoot two.
Nice look by Head there. Drove to her right hand. Saw Hale on the left block, like you say. Almost a no-look type pass, Daniel. Snuck it in there, and Hale's going to the line.
Hale's first is good. I meticulously prepared a sheet of Clay County season averages and totals that was provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, but I did not print it and bring it. I started to share what type of a percentage she had during the season from the free throw line, but I do not have that material with me. I'll bring it on Friday night whenever we call the Pickett County game. Hale hits one, misses one. Clay County in front by five, 25-20, 4:15 and ticking. Second quarter action. Full court pressure has been taken off. Now it looks like they've gone man, perhaps. Copas did pick Davidson up in the backcourt. His defender are all the way down the court, though. Davidson gives over to Chaffin. Chaffin has it taken away by Head. Chaffin takes it back away from Head, kicks it over to Crockett. She misses that three-pointer. She was 2-for-2 prior to that shot. Make her 2-for-3 now, and the ball goes out of bounds off Burchett. Jackson County maintaining possession. Ragland inbound from beneath the goal. Works into Agee. Agee working on right wing, defended by Burchett. I do think that Clay County's went a full man defense there, and Burchett, with good pressure, forced Agee to take an extra step, slid her foot, and another turnover by Jackson County. A travel that time. Copas with it across the timeline. Going to set the offense for Clay County. 3:45 left in the second quarter, and Clay County in front by five. Ashlock fires a long three-pointer from left corner, no good. Rebounded by Chaffin. She quickly works ahead, kicks to Davidson at right wing. Tries to go inside to Agee, but Burchett had her covered up instead. Kicks over to Ragland in left corner. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound by Arms. Katie brings it down. Arms, another one we've not talked a lot about tonight, Thomas, as she scores another player, a three-year starter. Didn't start that freshman year, but played a ton of minutes. One of the great Lady Bulldogs here of the last 20 years to play is Katie Arms. Has signed to play at the next level with Freed Hardeman University, and she's got Clay County in front 27-20 right now.
And she's probably the team's leading scorer right there with Burchett, I think, at this point. You had those averages. You could have told us if you brought them. But she gets fouled and the harm again, Daniel.
Jackson Kennedy come down, took a quick shot while we were talking about Katie Arms. Burchett rebounded, worked ahead with a half-court pass to Arms. She went the distance and was fouled. The shot was good, and she goes to the line to try to convert as we have subs coming on for fifth-year head coach Matt Walker. Walker with an 89-50 record. Sometime this year, he'll pick up his 100th career win, a good milestone for a young coach. Arms misses the and-one opportunity, rebounded by Agee of Jackson County. Works ahead to Chaffin. Chaffin with it, defended by Zoe Hayes, who's re-entered the contest. Chaffin kicks over to Davidson, top of the key, defended by Jenkins. Eliza, such a great defender. She's played a ton of basketball in her junior season now. Had time starting it. Didn't start as a freshman, but played a lot. Was the sixth, seventh girl off the bench. She's played a lot of basketball. Jackson County with it, trying to go inside, has to kick it back out, though. Now back inside to Agee. She kicks it across to Ragland, who fires the three. No good. Rimmed in and out. Rebounded by Davidson. Jackson County with a lot of opportunities. Davidson shot from right block. No good. Rebound by Burchett. Clay County in front, 29-20. 2 minutes left in this first half of play. Burchett with it. Kicks it across to Arms. Katie hands off to Zoe Hayes. Hayes inside, and a reach-in foul going to be called against Jackson County on the floor. That is Jackson County's seventh or eighth team foul, so Hayes is going to go to the line to shoot the 1-1.
And she can make it either an 8-0 or a 9-0 run here, Daniel. It's Clay County, once they got Jackson County cut it to 2, they're on a 7-0 run here to go up by 9 as Hayes goes to the line.
Senior Hannah Range checking in. Bradley Burchett coming out, perhaps going to rest these last 2 minutes of this second quarter. As Hayes misses that bonus free throw, rebounded though by Jenkins and put back. Her left-handed jump shot good. Clay County in front by 11, 31-20. Jackson County with the basketball, working to the hoop to our right, closest to the lobby here at Joe Sims Gymnasium, if you're familiar with the facility. Foul on the floor, I believe Rain's going to be called for. Actually, Hayes picks up another. That's her second of the contest. Clay County with 14 fouls here in this first half, Thomas.
They've done a good job, really, you know, with all the man pressure they've had and full cut pressure, not reaching in and not fouling much so far in this first half. And that's big. We've seen, you know, Birchie getting foul trouble some this season, a few other players. You know, if you can keep your players on the floor, that means a whole lot.
Certainly does. Jump ball called as it was tied up between a Lady Blue Devil and a Lady Bulldog. Zoe Hayes running the point right now for Clay County. Minute and a half left to play, second quarter. Lady Dogs in front, 31-20. Cherokee up to a three-pointer from right wing, no good. Got her own rebound, though. Kicks it over to Jenkins. Jenkins feeds Buford, who's in. Now back out top to Hayes. Hayes dribbles to the left, kicks to Buford. She fires a three-pointer from left wing, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Raines. Raines with it on the baseline. Kicks across the paint. Pass intercepted. Taken away by Crockett, the sophomore guard for Jackson County. 58 seconds and ticking, second quarter. Lady Blue Devils with it, trying to cut into this 11-point Clay County lead. They have it down in the hands of a post player, number 21, Emma Steph, a junior. Her shot no good, but she was fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot too. Coach Brown finally has got some experience. We talked about it earlier. They've had some woes down there the last couple of years. Of course, Coach Brown has 7 state championships, has won, I think, over 700 basketball games during his time. He's fell on hard times these last 3 or 4 years. His step hit that first free throw. But he's battled through them. But he knew they were coming, chose to stay, and got to respect him for that. He could have easily stepped out. He's in his 29th season, all of those spent in Gainesboro, Jackson County. Step hit the first, missed the second, cut it to a 10-point lead. Clay County 31, Jackson County 21, 40 seconds left in this second quarter. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Copas with it, top of the key, works it over into the right corner, into the hands of Arms. Arms to the high post to Jenkins, down low to Ashlock. Running jumper from the baseline, good. Looked a lot like her older brother, Jake Ashlock, who scored so many times from that left block, and there Bailey is doing it as a freshman. 20 seconds now left in the first half. Clay County in front by 12, 33-21. Crockett with it out top. Kicks it to Thomas. Thomas now swings across to Harris, who takes one too many steps. Clay County with one more chance here to add points. 10.9 seconds left.
You saw Coach Brown go to a zone there on that last trip. Eliza Jenkins doing a good job at the free throw line. Caught the ball face and then found Ashlock on the baseline for that two.
Ashlock with it in the left corner. Kicks across to Copas, top of the key. Back down to Ashlock, left block. Give her two more. And the first half of play ends here on Rob Edwards Court at Joe Sims Gymnasium. And it's Clay County 35, Jackson County 21.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, where Clay County leads Jackson County 35-21 here at halftime. It's been a little closer than that until about halfway through the second quarter. Clay County only led 20-12 at the end of the first quarter, and then Jackson County outscored them 8-2 to start the second and cut it to a 22-20 game. Coach Walker called a timeout at the 5:55 mark, and that's when Clay County put it together. Went on a 9-0 run to go up 31-20, and then Ashlock finished it off with two buckets in the end to give this halftime score of 35-21. For Jackson County, Emma Crockett has 2 3-pointers for 6 points in the first half. Nikki Ragland has 2. Emma Chaffin has 2. Emma Stepp has 1 free throw, and they're being led by the senior Lily Chaffin, who has 10 points here at halftime. Clay County leading in scoring by Katie Arms. She has 10 points at halftime. Bella Ashlock has 8. Rachel Kofas has 6. Eliza Jenkins and Riley Virchett both with 4 points, and Isabella Hale came in off the bench with 3. So good spread out scoring there for Clay County as they lead 35-21 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show coming up after these words from our sponsors.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County in front by 14, 35-21 here at the break. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. Games going on tonight in the district. 5-5 Clay County hosting 2-6 Jackson County. 6-3 Piggott County is hosting 5-5 Redbourne Springs. 6-4 Clark Rains, that's right, 6-4. They dropped four, obviously, to some powerhouse squads, Stone Memorial, a few of those others. 6-4 Clark Rains hosting 2-9 Monterey. And 1-4 Trousdale County's girls are hosting 1-7 Gordonsville. Current district 6A standings, Red Bowman sits out top with their three wins. It is very early in this district play. Red Bowman's girls have defeated Gordonsville, Monterey, and Trousdale and lost to Clark Rains. Two teams tied for second, Clark Rains and Piggott County, both with 2-0 district records. Clark Rains has beaten Clay and Redbourne Springs. Piggott County has beaten Monterey and Trousdale. Three teams tied for fourth on the girls' side of the district standings. Clay County, Gordonsville, and Jackson County all have 1-1 district records. Clay County has beaten Monterey and lost to Clark Rains. Gordonsville has beaten Jackson County and lost to Monterey. And Jackson County has beaten Monterey and lost to Gordonsville. Seventh place, Trousdale County, 0-2 in the district. They have lost to Piggott County and Redbourne Springs. And wrapping it up, eighth place, Monterey. They have played the most district contests, four of them, but they've lost them all. Monterey's girls 0-4. They've lost to Clay County, Jackson County, Piggott County, and Redbourne Springs. This girls 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Mice to lice, gnats to rats. Budget Pest Control kills them fast and to the last. Thomas, kind of what we expected here. We knew Jackson County, a much improved squad. We'll talk about that as we're under a minute here from tip-off of this third quarter. Not tip-off, but getting it underway. One thing I want to mention, though, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame voting going on right now, getting ready to induct five new members into that prestigious group. Voting continues through Friday at midnight, January the 8th. So if you know someone who's in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, you are yourself. And if not voted, please do so. A couple days remaining to do that. A field of 25 nominees this year. So still a lot of interest and community involvement in that to get those 25 great names out there. And, Thomas, there's some legends in amongst that group.
No, there are, Daniel. And, you know, when you narrow 25 down to 5, you're going to come up with five deserving new inductees in the class of 2020, and we'll know those in your Dell Hall Horizon next Wednesday. They'll be announced there and also on the website, which is claycoastsportshof.com. The public can go there now and
yes,
see those nominations under the current nominations tab and see all the information about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, including all of the members. There's a list of those, too, so we're certainly looking forward to that.
Third quarter action has begun. Jackson County here during this second half of play going to be shooting to the hoop off to our left, and they open it up like they started the contest with Chapin adding two more points from left block. Leading all scorers in the contest is senior Lily Chapin for head coach Jim Brown. A 12-point difference now, Jackson County 23, Clay County 35. His Lady Dogs have their first possession of the second half, and it's going to be Rachel Copas firing the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Katie Arms, who was fouled by number 22, Nikki Raglan. Raglan picks up what I believe is her first of the contest.
Let me see Coach Jim Brown running a little different defense, Daniel. It looks like a triangle with the one matched up on Katie Arms right now, denying her the ball, keeping a zone inside, and then matching up, denying the ball to Katie Arms.
Eliza Jenkins out top trying to go to the right corner. Nobody home, though, and it goes out of bounds. Lady Devils have a chance to cut this to a 10-point game, perhaps a 9 if they shoot the triple. 35-23 the score, 7-15, third quarter action. Every district contest this year means so much because due to this COVID-19 pandemic that's going on, TWSAA declared that all district and regional tournaments will not be held at a central side, but they'll be held at the higher seed. So the seeding meaning more than ever as Riley Burgett almost added two more for Clay County. Jackson County had the ball. It was stolen by the Lady Dogs. Burgett came down, missed her shot from right block, and now Jackson County back in possession of it. Davidson on the right wing with the ball, kicks it out top to Crockett. She goes inside to the younger Chapman. That's number 44, Emma. And I was looking at my roster and missed it. What happened, Thomas?
Chapman pump fake, weak to the left. Ashlock Fowler, she's going to the line.
Missed the shot, so still a 12-point contest. And sophomore Emma Chapman at the line. Misses her first of two free throws. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters of Kofus, Jenkins, Ashlock, Burchett, and Arms. Chapman misses both of those. Second miss, rebounded by Ashlock, who hands off to Kofus. Kofus across the timeline, dribbles to her right, sets up shop at right wing, picks it up, swings out top to Jenkins, who fires a three-pointer, no good, rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock back to Jenkins, who cut to the hoop. Very good play, but missed the shot. Rebounded by Burchett, who once again kicks over to Jenkins. Eliza with it now gives to Ashlock. She fires a long two, no good, off the rim. Rebounded by Jackson County. Clay County with four different looks there, but just could not make it go into the hoop. Davidson out top for the Lady Blue Devils. Gives to Chapman. She's the one having the big night. That's Lily, the senior. Throws it out of bounds. They say it was deflected off the fingertips of a Lady Dog. And Jackson County to inbound from beneath their own hoop as Jenkins comes out and sophomore Abby Head comes into the contest.
I think it's Coach Brown running a box and one. Now that I look at it, Daniel, I thought maybe a triangle and two at first, but denying Katie Arms the ball and running the box zone down low on defensive end. He's sticking with it so far in this second half.
5:50 and ticking, third quarter action. Lady Devils with it. Davidson, three-point attempt. Left wing, no good. Rebounded by Arms. Arms now on the break. Has it on the left side of the lane. Kicks across to Burchett. Burchett from right block. Nice little spin move. Shots in, and I think they're saying she was fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot one. Riley Burchett putting her team in front, 37-23. Burchett had such a great freshman campaign last year, probably led the team in scoring as a freshman, and just a great player. Has slowed down a little in terms of production point-wise this year, but other players have stepped up their production, so it's kind of evened out.
Well, Riley Burchett's no longer a secret, Daniel. She's getting defenses that are catered to trying to stop her, including this boxing one, taking Katie Arms outside and then packing it in on Riley Burchett in the post. That time, she made the all by herself, double team, pump fake, up and under move, went to the hoop and scored.
And she did complete that three-point play, making it 38-23. As she hit the free throw, Jackson County, with their possession, turned it over, and it's back in the hands of Clay County. Abby Head at right wing with it. Surveys her teammates, decides to go to Ashlock. Back to Head now, and she fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Kofus. She keeps it alive, gets it to Ashlock. Ashlock to Head, 8-foot jumper, good. Abby Head getting her first points of the contest at the 5-minute mark of the third quarter, and Clay County with their biggest lead of the night, 17 points the difference, 40-23 over Jackson County. Chaffin fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Has Head in the front court, feeds it to her, lay up, good. Full timeout taken by Jim Brown as he sees his team go down by 19 points, 23-42.
Signs. Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live at Joe Sims Gymnasium, 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Clay County with a 19-point lead, 42-23. Jackson County with the ball. Emma Chaffin right block, shot no good. Got her on rebound, tries to go back up with it, and a jump ball going to be called as Abby Head did a nice job of getting her hands on the basketball.
You know, Jackson County came out and scored the first 2 points of the second half, Daniel, and now Clay County on a 7-0 run again. It's been a game of spurts. They kind of created separation with that 9-0 run in the second quarter on a 7-0 run now to kind of put this one out of reach.
Yeah, it's starting to get that feel to it as Copas tries to add a three-pointer to it but cannot. Missed off the front of the rim, rebounded by Emma Chaffin. Chaffin hands off to Davis. One thing we've not talked about so far in this contest is the atmosphere here, which is usually a pretty raucous place. 10-second call there as Copas forces Davidson to not be able to make it to the timeline. This is one of the most hostile places to come into usually and play for opposing teams, but due to these current restrictions, we're looking at a crowd of slightly over 100, maybe not even 100.
I tell you, I'm glad we're getting to play. I'm glad we're here calling these games, but it is a shame. I mean, rivalry game here tonight, and like you say, this place is usually packed. It's usually rocking. As Ashlock goes to the hoop again, she's going to get fouled, Daniel. Same thing the other night. Saturday night game, Livingston versus Clay County. Hadn't played in about 3 years. It was awful to be sitting in that gym, no crowd there, in a place that would usually be packed
right.
And just filled to the brim. But again, fortunate we're here tonight getting to call this one, and these kids are getting to play.
That's right. Nashville hits the first for two free throws. That all being said, if you're listening tonight, know somebody who usually comes, they may not realize, they may all come to every game, may not even realize that they can actually be listening to it. So spread the word that we are broadcasting tonight. Ashlock hit them both to make it a 21-point lead, 44-23. Jackson County with the basketball. Raglan in left corner. Works out top to Chaffin. Chaffin drives the left side of the lane, working against Ashlock. Kicks it back out to Raglan, who has it stolen by head. Head goes across court to Arms. Arms with it now, top of the keys, run over. Incidentally, by Heather Raines. Stolen by Lady Blue Devil, stolen back by Ashoff, who safely gets it to Copas. Copas with it, goes baseline, underneath the hoop, tries to feed Raines, and another jump ball call as Raines and Chaffin had simultaneous possession.
You talk about the crowd, you know, it's basically parents of players and who lives in that household only, Daniel.
Yep.
That's it. Besides a few school administrators and people that have to be here.
Right.
So you're talking about... The only cheers you hear right now are from the Clay County bench. That's the only atmosphere you have left here tonight, and I'm glad they're doing it. They're supporting their team down here.
That's right. No cheerleaders.
That's right. That's the other thing.
Right. And something that just took place, Thomas, that I missed because those Clay County reserves went crazy there.
They did. Just great defense again by Clay County forcing a turnover on the outside.
Lady Dogs with the possession. Copas out top. 3 minute mark of this third quarter. Works inside to Jenkins. Jenkins with the errant shot that goes out of bounds. Knocked there by Lady Blue Devil. 44-23 the score. This was a close first half of play. I think a 9-point difference at the half, maybe 29-20 or something like that.
20-12. It was, you're right. 35-21.
Okay. Up to knocking down a three pointer from the right corner, extending that lead. A 24-point difference now, 2:43 mark of this third quarter, and it's 47 for Clay County, 23 for Jackson County. Timeout taken by Jim Brown.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-00026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, third quarter action. Clay Kenny on the inbound play, working to Jenkins. She misses the shot. Rebounded by Rain. She misses. Rebounded by Head. She misses. And the ball goes out of bounds. Jackson County going to have the possession here. 3-point blank opportunities for the Lady Dogs, and they just could not convert. Fortunately for them, they do have a 24-point lead, 47-23. 2.5 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, Clay County's really flexed their muscles here in this third quarter, Daniel. Now off to, a 12-0 run here.
Jackson County inbounds, and we see this full court pressure again. Looks just like full court man. Is it Tally Buford putting a lot of pressure on Crockett, who has the ball for Jackson County, a freshman defending a sophomore guard there. Crockett goes to Davidson out top. Upton defends her. Davidson drives left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Burgett, and she's going to actually come up with the loose ball, and she wants to go coast to coast. It's cut off by Chaffin. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins to Upton. Upton's jumper from right elbow is good. 49-23 now the score. Jackson County on the inbound. On the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes, and Bradley Merchant. Coach Walker has played about 10 girls, I guess, to this point in the contest. Maybe 11. Davidson with it out top for Jackson County. Hands off to Ragland. She circles around. It's actually Chaffin who kicks it across to Crockett. She fires a three. It's good. That's three of those she's hit tonight. All from the left corner. That must be her spot. Upton with it now. Right wing goes inside to Burchett at right block. She goes across the paint with a nice pass to Buford, who misses the jumper from the left baseline. Buford fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. It is picked up by Jackson County's Riley Thomas, who works ahead to Lily Chaffin. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Burchett. A nice block there. I thought they were going to call a foul. They did not. It was a clean block by Burchett. But the Lady Blue Devils maintain possession. Thomas inbound. She works into Crockett, closely defended by Hallie Buford. Minute 10 left down the third. Clay County in front by 23, 49-26. Crockett with it, left wing, swings to Davidson. Davidson out top, drives the right side of the lane, gets to the block, but she's fouled on the floor by Upton. Cherokee's first of the contest. Cherokee, also one of those juniors, Thomas, who has played quite a bit. Saw minimal time as a freshman, had a little bit bigger role as a sophomore. A lot of times was relied on to come in and knock down a three-pointer, but she's become a complete player during her time.
Yeah, she has. She's seen quite a bit of time this year already and always a threat from behind the three-point arc.
Under a minute to play, third quarter. Hayes disrupts the dribble of Davidson. Davidson picks back up the loose ball. Three-point shot taken and missed by Thomas. Rebounded by Hannah Raines.
Great job by the senior there boxing out, Daniel. You know, Raines is another one that you can bring in off the bench for some big minutes against a significant post player in this league.
Raines handed off to Hayes, who slowly came across the timeline, tried to feed Upton, pass stolen by the senior point guard, Davidson, for Jackson County, and Upton picks up another foul, her second, in just a few moments here of game time. And it was a shooting foul, sending Erica Davidson to the line to shoot two. 26.9 seconds left in the third. As Davidson's at the line, she hits the first one. That makes it a 49-27 game, a 22-point difference. Davidson preparing to shoot the second. It's away. Also good. Hayes runs the point for head coach Matt Walker. As we mentioned, he's in his fifth year here at Clay County. And I think in all 5 years has served as an assistant to Coach Edwards on the boys' side. I've heard Coach Edwards talk many times about the great value he has there helping him out. So Coach Walker getting involved on both sides of the boys' and girls' basketball here at Clay County High School is with 3 seconds left in the third. Hayes fires a three, no good. Rebound Buford, put back, no good. And there's the buzzer. We're through three quarters here at Joe Sims Gymnasium. It's Clay County 49, Jackson County 28.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here for the start of this fourth and final quarter in this District 6A Girls Contest. Two squads that are actually tied in the current standings, each of them with a 1-1 district record. Clay County 5-5 overall, Jackson County 2-6 overall. And the Lady Dogs showing at this point that they are the better team, at least tonight. They have a 21-point lead, 49-28, heading into this final 8-minute quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Burchett going to hit her shot and be fouled. She was pushed in the back. I believe number 55, Rebecca Harris, the senior post reserve for Jackson County, the one committing the foul. Burchett at the line where she's usually a pretty sound free throw shooter. Releases and hits it. Three-point play completed by Bradley, putting her squad in front by 24. Could be as we go down the stretch. May see some more of those younger players come off the bench. As we mentioned, Coach Walker's played about 11, but he still has several over there that's yet to see the floor. As Katie Arms, the senior guard, steals it. She drives coast to coast, hits the layup, draws the foul. Katie going to go to the line to try to complete this three-point play, and that's what you get with Katie Arms. She plays with a lot of grit, a lot of toughness. She doesn't mind the contact, took the foul like it didn't even happen, hit the shot, and now gets the opportunity to add one more.
Yeah, it could be the second consecutive and one here for Clay County, but she misses the free throw. Daniel, believe it or not, she's 0-for-4 from the line tonight. Had three chances at an and one so far tonight.
Uncharacteristic.
Still has 12 points to lead the Lady Dogs.
7:15 and ticking, fourth quarter. 54-28 the score. Clay County in front. Jackson County with the basketball. Thomas with it in the right corner. Dribbles out top. She's cut off by Copas, though. And a foul called away from the basketball here. Katie Arms getting a push call against her as we see Izzy Hale, Cherokee Upton, and Abby Head checking in the contest. Riley Burchett, Bella Ashlock, and Eliza Jenkins will sit down. Very well could be the last time we see them tonight. 7 minutes left, and Clay County with the upper hand in this one as we see the younger of the Chapman sisters add 2 points. I get their names confused. That one was Emma. Katie Arms with it, fires a three-pointer. It's good. Thomas, she's got a rare opportunity here. She was fouled. Going to go to the line to try to complete a four-point play. But as you chronicled, she's 0-for-4 from the line tonight on these opportunities. Perhaps this one will fall.
She got a chance to get the monkey off her back here. Had 15 points tonight so far with that three. Let's see if she can make it 16.
Foul was called on number 14, Riley Thomas. And Katie Arms out to the line to try to complete this rare four-point play, and she does, knocks it down. After that four-point swing on one possession, it's 57-30. And a foul called on Upton. I missed it. It was away from the ball on the Jackson County inbound. We'll try this again. Lady Blue Devils inbound the ball. Fine defensive pressure by Copas being applied to number 14, Riley Thomas. Thomas finally got it away, but unfortunately for her, it went out of bounds. 6.5 minutes remain. In this District 6A girls contest, Clay County in front by 27 points. Kopis and Arms still out top for Clay County. They swing it to Upton in the corner. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Katie. Katie drives the lane. Layup opportunity no good. It was under pressure. Jackson County with the loose rebound. Coach Brown has a few new faces in the contest. Number 13, Carly Bean with it. She works inside to Chaffin. Chaffin has it stole away by Upton, who quickly works ahead to Katie Arms. Katie with it left wing, goes between the legs into the paint, misses her shot, rebounded and put back by Izzy Hale. Izzy's first points of the contest.
Actually, Daniel, she had three in the first in that second quarter, if you'll remember.
I was trying to cheat her. That puts her at five on the night.
That's right.
Under 6 minutes to play, final quarter. Big boys game coming up after this. Clay County at 8-2, Jackson County at 6-4. As the Lady Blue Devil adds two more points to it. Whistle's blown. A travel was signaled. Subs come on for Clay County. I don't know that there actually was a travel.
I think I just called timeout to get subs in here.
Oh, he was just saying, let's roll on with it.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hayes with it out top, works across to Buford at left wing, now to Upton, Upton to Head. Head with a 12-foot jumper, no good, missed everything, rebounded by Buford, who swings it out to Hayes. She fires a three-pointer, no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Hallie Buford, who finally gets the points. And she was fouled on the putback. She goes to the line. As I was mentioning, boys contest coming up, a pretty big one. Jackson County did see action last night. Both teams went to Van Buren County, so perhaps a little bit leg weary for the Blue Devils and Lady Blue Devils as they went up and battled. I think the Eagles, they are up there maybe,
they
on
did,
the mountain.
And they took them down. Raymond Cuevas had 26, game-high 26 in that game. And we could see with Grant Strong and Cuevas and some of these other players, we could see a high-scoring ball game tonight.
Very well could. I believe Buford converted on the three-point play. Yes, they put the point on the board finally, 63-32. Whistle blow stop in action. Speaking of putting points on the board, we have a new clock keeper here at Clay County High School after many years. Bobby Bartlett, the legend in so many different areas of things, not only coaching and lots of different stuff in education, working for the Corps Engineers, running the clock here for, I'm going to say, 30-plus years.
I have no idea. I've been out of school 25, and he was doing it then.
He decided he did not want to make his return, and Homer Daly has taken over the duties for this year. His 2 points were added by Cherokee Upton on a fast break layup. I believe she's the one that came up with the steal. 4:40 left in the contest as we see Zoe Hayes pick the pocket of a Lady Blue Devil. Works ahead to Hallie Buford. 65-32 the score. Kicks back to Hayes. She fires a three. No good. A little too strong. Rebounded by Buford. Works across the paint to Upton, who's getting hot. She knocks down the 14-foot jumper. And a steal on the inbound play by Kennedy May. She misses the shot and has the rebound taken away from her. But a heads-up play by the sophomore sub. Emma Steph adding points is a foul called on Upton. That's going to be Cherokee's third. Steph, the junior post player, with a nice play. And she'll go to the line to try to score points. Jackson County will win some games this year. Now, they may walk out of here tonight losing this one, Thomas, but things not all doom and gloom for Coach Brown this year.
They're not. And, you know, there's definitely a bottom and a top of this league here in girls District 6A with you know, you got the top as far as Clark Range, Pig County, Clay County, and maybe Red Bull and Springs was in there last year. And then, you know, Jackson County could be right there in the middle of this race.
Very well could, which would be a big improvement over where they've been finishing in prior years. Mm-hmm. Step misses that free throw opportunity. New faces in for head coach Matt Walker. Kendall Matthews on the floor. Emma Walker. Madison Hayes has checked into the contest. They're joined by Kennedy May and Hannah Raines. Under 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Clay County 67, Jackson County 34. Three-point opportunity by May. Could not connect on it. Hustled to get the rebound, but it went out of bounds before she could get possession of it. Ball goes back to Jackson County. Big test coming up this coming Friday night for the Clay County girls as they host the Brent Smith and his Pickett County Lady Bobcats, always a formidable opponent.
Yeah, Daniel, and we saw Clay County kind of lay an egg a time or two against them last year. You know, it's one of those games that the lady dogs struggle with, and looking forward to maybe they can get that monkey off their back this year.
You know, we've beaten Clark Range a few times during Coach Vogler's tenure, perhaps Piggott, too, during his tenure. I'm not sure, but of late, we do struggle in that matchup with Coach Walker's alma mater of Piggott County. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Emma Walker with it on left wing. Works out top to Kennedy May. She dribbles to the right corner, retreats, now goes back towards the corner, hits the baseline, goes to the hoop, misses the shot. There was a foul call, and I guess they're going to say it was a shooting foul. I'm going to send her to the line to shoot two. May, a sophomore, did not see a ton of action last year, but an athletic young player. Free throws away, no good. Good freshman group for Coach Walker coming in. Madison Hayes, daughter of Stephanie Hayes, who was a great Bulldog for Coach Sims back in the early 2000s. Emma Walker, Hallie Buford, she's played a lot of minutes tonight. Obviously, Bella Ashlock, a freshman who's starting. So a talented freshman group coming in to help carry on the torch of this good Lady Bulldog basketball program. Missed the first free throw, hit the second. Did Kennedy May. 68-34 the score. So that's a 34-point lead for the Lady Dogs. 2 minutes left playing this one. Lady Devils miss a shot. Rebounded by Buford. She works across the timeline. Gets to Matthews. Matthews hands it back to Buford. Three-point attempt. No good off the back of the iron. Tried to get her on rebound. That's one thing I've seen a lot of tonight. A lot of these Lady Dog shooters, when they release it, they get after it, anticipating they could miss, and a lot of times they've come up with extra opportunities because of it. Unfortunately, Buford was not able to get that rebound. It was pulled down by Lady Blue Devil, who took it and scored. I believe it was number five, Aaron Davidson. Minute and a half left in this contest. Thomas, I've no doubt we were probably a little rusty ourselves, broadcasting coming into this one. Bear with us, folks. We'll get fine-tuned, hopefully by this coming Friday, when the girls are back in action.
Well, this has been a kind of a rough one to start on, you know, a blowout, no atmosphere here. You know, it's easy for us to get excited, but I think our broadcast is a little better when you have that. And you can get excited about that.
Kennedy May knocking down a big three-pointer. 1 minute left to play in this one. Clay Kennedy in front by a lot, 71-36. Foul going to be called by Maddie Hayes. Jackson County was trying to work inside to senior post player Rebecca Harris. Mays reached over the back. Lady Devils inbound. They get it in at right wing. Kennedy Mays are providing the defense. Now to the top of the key to Rachel Harris. Harris goes inside, kicks back over to Rebecca Harris. And she misses the shot. Rebounded by Hayes, who hands off to Kennedy May. 35 seconds left in this one. Kendall Matthews with it. Goes left baseline. Circles back out. Hands to May. She fires another three. A little short. Rebounded by Maddie Hayes. Nice job by her. And a jump ball going to be called. Two different Lady Blue Devils tied her up, Thomas, after she had possession.
Yeah, she's holding her own in there in the paint, Daniel. Like you say, could be formidable in the future.
A very aggressive player. I look for her to have a great Lady Bulldog basketball career, speaking of young Maddie Hayes. Foul called on Emma Walker. 9.7 seconds left in this one. 71-36 currently the score. Coach Walker's squad going to go to 6-5 overall in the year, 2-1 in district play. Setting the stage for a big showdown with Piggott County here Friday night. Unfortunately, there still will be a restriction on attendance, but we will be here covering it on the Horizon Sports Network. Number 13 at the line for Jackson County, Carly Bean, hit the first of those free throws and the second. Lady Dogs on the inbound. 7 seconds and ticking. I believe Kennedy May will be content just to let this time run out. This one's going to go final. Clay County winners in the first of two contests tonight here at Joe Sims Gym. Lady Dogs 71, Lady Blue Devils 38.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, time to do the Lady Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, Daniel, pretty much what we expected, even though the Lady Blue Devils kind of gave the Lady Dogs a run for their money early on in this ball game. You know, they were just up by 8, 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. And then Jackson came out and at the beginning of the second and made things interesting. Cut it to 22-20 early in the second quarter. And Coach Matt Walker called a timeout as the Lady Blue Devils were kind of getting in the Lady Dogs' head.
Yeah, you know, I like that. I like that they came in here and challenged them. I like it that they forced Coach Walker to do that because they got some bigger games coming up. Nice to have that tight moment there.
But when he did call that timeout, the Lady Dogs kind of turned it on there, Daniel. Went with a 9-0 run to go up by double digits, and they led 35-21 at the half. And you could kind of feel that Clay County had the upper hand at that point.
Yeah, we're the better team. Jackson County's much improved. We've got the better players. Our girls started flexing their muscles, started showing their talent, and they pulled away and never looked back.
And Jackson County scored the first bucket of the second half. Clay County goes on a 12-0 run to put this one away, and it was pretty much over at that point, about midway through the third quarter, and they just cruised from there.
They did. I think maybe even slightly increased that lead as that fourth and final frame went down.
And then one with a final 71-38. Jackson County led by the senior Lily Chapman with 12 points tonight. Emma Crockett, three threes off the bench with 9 points. Erica Davidson, two. Nikki Ragland, two. Emma Chapman had six tonight. Aaron Davidson had two. Carly Bean, two. And Emma Stepp, 3 points for the Lady Blue Devils. For Clay County, a lot of people on the board here tonight. Kennedy May finished with 4 points. Abby Head had four. Hallie Buford had three. Cherokee Upton had nine in reserve action. Isabella Hell, five. And then you go to the starters. Eliza Jenkins, 4 points tonight. Made a lot of nice assists in the lane also. Rachel Kopas scored all six of her points in the first quarter, Daniel. And then three in double figures tonight. Riley Burchett and Bella Ashlock both with 10. And then the senior, Katie Arms, 16 points to lead all scorers.
And that's what I like. I like to see that balanced attack, having those 3 to 4 people night in, night out in double figures. Maybe Burchett's not scoring 25, but you don't have to. You know, maybe Katie's not putting up 30. She don't have to if we're doing that. And that balanced attack, I think, is the key to beating some of these better squads in the district.
No doubt. Clay County gets back on the winning side, gets to 6-5, 2-1 in the conference here with this win. Big win for the Lady Dogs, I think, tonight.
Certainly was. That's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermann Springs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the budget pest control boys 6A update. Tonight across the Upper Cumberland in District 6, 8-2 Clay County hosting 6-4 Jackson County, a game we're about to call. 8-2 Pickett County is hosting 0-11 Redbone Springs. 2-5 Clark Range hosts 3-8 Monterey. And 1-3 Trousdale County is hosting 3-4 Gordonsville. Very early in the District 6A campaign so far, but here are the current standings as they are tonight. Pickett County's out in front with their 3-0 district record. They have beaten Jackson County, Monterey, and Trousdale County. Clay County currently sits in second in the standings with their 2-0 district record. We have defeated Clark Range and Monterey. Third place, Jackson County, 2-1 in the district. They've defeated Gordonsville and Monterey and lost to Pickett. Three teams tied for fourth place, all with 1-1 records. Clark Range, they have beaten Redbone Springs and lost to Clay. Gordonsville, they've beaten Redbone Springs and lost to Jackson. And then Trousdale County, also tied for fourth. They have beaten Redbone Springs and lost to Pickett. Seventh place in the boys' side, Monterey, 1-3 district record. They have beaten Redbone Springs and lost to Clay, Jackson, and Pickett. And then at the bottom of the District 6A barrel, Redbone Springs boys with their 0-4 district record. They have lost to Clark Range, Pickett County, Gordonsville, and Monterey. This boys 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, the authority in bug busting for a quarter of a century. We've got about 3.5 minutes now, Coach Watson, before tip-off and starting lineups of this big District 6A boys contest. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up, perhaps with an extended version of the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, let's make sure we cover it all just like their agency does. Obviously not a whole lot to go on at this point. Clay County's only played 10 contests so far this year. The only two games they've lost to two strong private school teams. I know you've probably seen all 10 of those games. Grant Strong averaging 35 points a game this year. Crazy numbers. A lot of other guys playing good. What are some of the strengths and weaknesses you've seen so far of this Clay County team?
Well, of course, the strength, of course, is Grant and his overall play, because I know he's probably leading in rebounds and pretty close to leading in assists.
Yeah.
And he's not only playing good, but he's making all the guys around him a little bit better. And I know it was really apparent in the last ball game we had when we played Livingston, all the attention that he was getting in the last half of the ball game, how well he did drop the ball off to his teammates. And I know probably Eli Smith may have had one of his better scoring games of his career. And so, you know, that's kind of the thing we're looking at now. But we are going to need, as we get farther into the district, you know, more balanced scoring and get some scoring out of the other guys. And, you know, hopefully that'll come along.
This is a good Jackson County squad. Their head coach, Kevin Thomas, he's in his 22nd year, spent 17 years at Shelbyville. This is his fifth year at Jackson County. I told Coach Edwards earlier, this is one of the few times anymore where he actually coaches against somebody that has coached longer than he has. Jackson County, good coach, good group of young players. They're a talented team.
Yeah, he was playing at Jackson County when I was coaching, so that was a year or two ago. And I know he won maybe one state championship down in lower Middle Tennessee.
With that Shelbyville squad?
Right.
What, any certain keys to tonight's contest you feel like?
Well, I think, you know, for us to get off to a good, quick start and kind of, because, you know, you get the feeling that maybe they may try to turn this into a 3 or 4 or 5 point ball game if they can and play it, slow us down a little bit and, you know, and hope for that last second shot to win it. And, of course, we need to pick up the pace if we can and kind of put them away early if we can and keep them down.
I know you like keeping the foot on the gas. Folks, that has been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and share the Subway Boys starting lineups with you. Starting for Jackson County, a sophomore number 4, Hayden Stacy. Sophomore number 10, Jordan Arroyo. A junior number 13, Raymond Cuevas. A senior number 30, Eli Burris. And a senior number 44, Chris Pig. They are coached by Kevin Thomas, who is in his 22nd season. Jackson County 6-4 overall on the year, 2-1 in district play. Clay County starting for the Bulldogs tonight. A sophomore number 2, Eli Smith. A sophomore number 13, Keaton Arms. Junior number 4, Jeff Spivey. Junior number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior number 10, Gunner Silk. They are coached by Rob Edwards in his 21st season. It looks like they're going to actually announce them here during this, and they didn't during the girls. Head coach Rob Edwards in his 21st season. Overall record, 456 wins to 191 losses. Clay County on the season, 8-2 overall, 2-0 in district play. I thought I was running out of time because they didn't announce the girls' starting lineups, so I tried to squeeze those in. Those starting lineups were brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Thomas, we've got Coach Watson's thoughts here. It turns out we have another moment. Your thoughts on this matchup before we get underway?
Well, you know, we've talked about the parity in this district. You know, Clay County's kind of flexed their muscles so far, 8 wins already. Their 2 losses have come to 2 really good private schools. You got Grant Strong, making his case as one of the best players in the state. But you've also got the senior leadership of Gunner Silk and those pieces around him. This is a complete team. We talked about it. They're not real deep, but right. They've got 3 good bench players also. And I think they're going to need them all tonight. Jackson County had a good outing last time out. Had a guy, Cuevas, I think, scored 26. This could be a high-scoring contest here tonight, guys.
Yes, this season is going to be interesting because there's more balance than there's been in quite a while.
That's
all the way down to. Now, I know there's a couple of weak teams toward the bottom, but the top 3 or 4 teams, it's going to be tough. And, of course, the only thing that counts is being in that top 2 when it comes right down to the end, and it's making it that next round.
Well, it is, and it's our understanding that the district tournament bracket will be the same structure it was last year. That's with the 1 and 2 seeds getting double byes, the 3 and 4 seeds getting a single bye, and then you'll see 5 play 8. And 6 play 7 in elimination contest prior to that district quarterfinal. So finishing 1-2, and right now it is
playing at home.
And you are. We talked about that during the girls' game. They're all satellite contests due to COVID. No central location at Livingston Academy or anywhere like that. Region will be the same way. So every district game is going to be big, and we're fixing to see a big one right now as Grant Strong steps into the center circle to tip off for this one against Raymond Cuevas. The 2 talented juniors fixing to do battle here, each of them the leading scorers for their squads. Everything goes through them. The whistle blows, and we are underway. Cuevas going to control the tip. Knocks it over to Hayden Stacy. Jackson County going to work at the hoop to our right during this first half. Clay County will be working at the hoop to our left. Arroyo with it on right wing. Goes inside to Cuevas, defended by Smith. Smith with good defense forces a miss on the shot. Rebounded by Arms, who hands off to Strong. Strong going to run the thing here. For head coach Rob Edwards, he kicks it over to the true point guard, Gunner Silk. Strong goes to right corner to set up. Silk feeds back over to him. Strong dribbles back out, top of the key, wants to drive the lane, decides not to. Hands back off to Silk, who kicks over to Spivey. Spivey back to Strong.
Jackson County comes out in man defense, guys. You see, look for the high ball screen as they're going motion right now, though.
Spivey driving the right side of the lane to the hoop. Well defended. Had the ball disrupted. It goes out of bounds. Jackson County takes possession on that turnover. 7-12 mark of the first quarter. Scoreless here. Very quiet, Jim. We talked about the atmosphere. We're going to go ahead and talk like it's a packed house, though. And if everybody hears us, that's fine, too. Stacy with it out top. 4. Jackson County works to Arroyo. He drives the lane. Cut off, though, by Silk, who kicks across back to Stacy, defended by Strong. Now to Burris. Burst over to Arroyo. Now back to Stacy, just working the perimeter, trying to get it inside to Cuevas, who's posted up against Spivey. Jeff doing a nice job denying him, though. Chris Pig with it at the elbow. Hands off to Arroyo, and Arms picks up the first foul of the contest. Actually, Silk.
You know, that's one thing we haven't talked about is the senior Chris Pig on the inside matched up with a sophomore, Keaton Arms. Pig's a load down there. Arms got his hand full tonight.
He is. He's about 6'3", 315 pounds. I think I saw him listed as. Clay County with a turnover, strong into the paint, spins to the left, back to the right, kicks to Silk. He fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Stacy for the Blue Devils. He lets everybody clear out, going to walk across the timeline and try to set things up. Chris Pig, a four-year starter, played a lot as a freshman if he didn't start, at least a three-year starter. All years for Kevin Thomas. This is his fifth year down there. I keep thinking Gary Flynn was there just a year or two ago, but that's been 5 years since he's been gone. As the Blue Devils travel, Eli Smith going to inbound it to Strong.
Good defense there by the senior Gunner Silk again to cause that turnover, Daniel.
Clay County playing in their 11th game of the season here, just starting to hit their stride. Strong with it, left wing. Now the top of the key, works inside, kicks to Arms, shot from left elbow's good.
Good shot.
Good assist, good shot. Clay County with an early lead.
Very important shot for us.
2-0, and Coach Watson, we saw 2 minutes of methodical ball without a score there. We talked about a high-scoring game, perhaps maybe the opposite. Who knows? Chris Pig with it out top for Jackson County. Works to Arroyo. Now to Cuevas. Spivey defending Cuevas. Good matchup there. I think, actually, Cuevas is a little bit taller than Spivey, who's not short himself. Cuevas kicks it back out to Burris. Burris now to Stacy. Now to Pig at right wing. He fires it there from free throw range. Shots missed, but a foul called, and I'm afraid Gunner Silks picked up his second. No, Spivey picks up his first. The team's second. Timeout taken by Jackson County. Clay County lead Journey, 5:15 left in the first quarter, 2-0 the score.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 5:15 mark of this first quarter, 2-0 the score. Clay County with the lead. Jackson County with the basketball. Burris going to inbound it from beneath their own hoop off to our right. Works into Cuevas. Now back to Burris. Inside to Pig. Arms knocks it away. Picked up by Silk. Fast break opportunity. Looks ahead for Eli Smith. No, he kicks out to Strong. Strong goes baseline. Now reverses out. Working against Cuevas. Nice spin move under the hoop. Kicks it out to Silk. Now Silk to Arms. Good ball movement. Good vision by Strong. They try to go back to Grant. The ball is knocked out of bounds by senior Eli Burris. Clay County going to get the possession.
You know, so far the length of Cuevas and Arroyo on Strong has kind of affected him. He's just trying to fill him out right now, and they're collapsing down, giving him a lot of help when Strong takes it to the hoop.
Strong with it out top, working against Arroyo. Cuevas a junior, Arroyo a sophomore. Coach Thomas has two great players in them. As Keaton Arms adds two more, another free throw range jumper. All the help that's being put on to Strong is leaving Arms open, and they're finding him there. He's hurt him early for all 4 points of Clay County's 4-0 lead.
It's such a pure stroke from the elbow, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, that's a great shot. A great shot for him.
Blue Devils work inside the Pig. Pig working against the Arms. Pig no good on the shot. Rebound by Keaton. Keaton with it now across the timeline, showing he can handle the ball. Picks it up, gives off to Grant Strong. Strong with it out top. Folks, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but Strong's averaging 35 points a contest this year. And that's very similar to the numbers Tyreek Key put up his senior year. Strong doing it in his junior campaign through the first 10 contests. I think his low tally of the season's 25, with his high coming over the 40 mark.
Oh, come on, Keaton.
Scored 48, got within 4 points of tying Key's all-time school record in a big win up at Monterey earlier this season.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Jackson County going to inbound. Off to our right here, Joe Sims Gymnasium, worked into Quavis. His jumper, no good. Rebound Eli Smith, who's took on a starting role this year, doing a great job with it. He works to hit it right wing to Strong. Strong into the right elbow, edge of the paint. Kicks out to Silk, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Quavis. Quavis going to come down. Over halfway through this first quarter. 3.5 minutes remaining. It's 4-0. Make it 4-3 as Burris knocks down the three-pointer for Jackson County. 1-point lead for the Bulldogs. Strong running the point right now. You think of him as being a post with his height in high school, but the skill set there of a guard, and he drives to the hoop. One thing I've noticed from game reports is Strong adds too. He's made his way to the free throw line a tremendous amount this year and shooting a very high percentage from that, but shot well over, I think, 100 free throws already in these first 10 games. They're averaging around 12 to 13 free throw attempts a game by driving into the paint and drawing all those fouls.
Good kickback.
More points added by Jackson County, 6-5 the score. Strong on the other end, 8-foot jumper no good. Rebounded by Arms, put back no good. Keaton tries to control it, cannot. Burris with it, comes down across the timeline, loses the handle, and Keaton picks it up. Hands off to Silk. Action starting to pick up a little bit here. Silk gives to Strong, top of the key, about 8 foot back from the charity strap there. Now he backs on out to the middle circle. Wants to clear everything out and drive the lane. Here he goes, uses an arm screen, kicks it to Silk in the corner. Gunner tries to go baseline. He's cut off, gets it to Keaton. 8 foot jumper's
good.
Good
shot by Keaton.
6 point of the night for Keaton Arms. Grant Strong with the other two, giving Clay County 8, Jackson County 5. Arroyo with it on the right wing. Back to Stacy out top, defended by Eli Smith. Hands off to Arroyo. 3 point attempt, no good. Rebound by Strong. Gets it to Spivey, who goes back to Strong. Strong, as we mentioned, averaging a double-double with the rebounds, almost a triple-double at times with the assist. Clay County loses the handle. Good defense by Jackson County, and the Blue Devils come up with a possession here. Minute 45 left in this opening quarter. 8-5 the score, and you still get that feeling, each of these squads and each of these coaches trying to feel each other out.
Yeah, they're like two heavyweight boxers. They're kind of jabbing a little bit at each other.
Mm-hmm. Blue Devils on the inbound. Arroyo with it. Comes across the timeline. Works inside to number 32, a sub who's in. Jacob Hardy, he misses the point-blank shot, though. A big missed opportunity for the Blue Devils. Eli Smith quickly to the other end, dribbles behind the back, going to draw a foul. Number 30, Eli Burst, the senior, picks up his first and Jackson County's first of this first quarter.
I'll tell you something else, too. The officials are kind of letting Arroyo and Quavis with some of these hand check and be pretty physical with Strong right now, as you can see him when he comes to the lane. So I think you'll see him settle in here in a minute.
Clay County on the inbound. Silk with it out top. Swings it to Bryce Bailey, who's in, the sophomore. Fires the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Stacy. We see Eli Smith on the bench getting a rest while sophomore Bryce Bailey checks in. Bailey, one of those guys that was actually a starter in preseason prior to the football season ending and some of the football players showing up, so he's had a lot of experience. 1 minute left in this opening quarter of this District 6A boys contest. 8-5 the score. Clay County with the three-point advantage. Jackson County with the basketball. Quavis out top with it. Kicks over to Burris. Now post up does Quavis. They can't work it to him. Burris decides to fire the three and knocks it down. Tie contest, 8-8. Actually, I've been looking at it wrong. 9-8 is the score. Clay County has a 1-point lead. Is that right or wrong, Thomas?
I've got 8.
I think so, too. I believe it's 8-8 right now. Strong with it out top. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Works to Silk in left corner. Inside and out of Arms left block. Power dribble into the paint. Ball knocked out of bounds by a Clay County player. I'm not sure who touched it last. Arms had it knocked out of his hands by a Blue Devil, and it went out of bounds. Apparently, another Bulldog touched it last, because here we are, 23 seconds left, and Arroyo has it for head coach Kevin Thomas and the Blue Devils. Works ahead to Quavis. Jumper, no good from 8 foot range. Rebounded by Hardy. His put back good, and he'll draw a foul going to the line to try to complete this 3-point play. 10-8 currently the score. It was wrong a moment ago. Clay County's 8 rather than 9. Jackson County currently 10. And we have Jacob Hardy at the line trying to complete the 3-point play. Shots away, good. 14.5 seconds left in this opening quarter. Strong with it on the inbound. 10 seconds now as he comes across the timeline, calls the play. Clay County starts to execute. Arms comes out, sets a high ball screen for Strong, drives to the left, goes between the legs twice, fires the jumper. No good. Buzzer sounds, quarter's over. Jackson County 11, Clay County 8. We've got a District 6A dandy. Stay with us.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Time for the start of this second half, Coach. What do you think about that first quarter?
Well, they've got the Jackson County's kind of got us playing the way they want us to right now. We're playing slow, bringing it down, and matching us.
Strong with it on the right wing for Clay County. Possession arrow was in their favor for the start of the quarter. Goes baseline. Shot no good. He draws the foul, though. Looks like Arroyo perhaps going to be the one committing it, and it was. Arroyo picks up his first personal. Jackson County second. So each team, Clay County actually with 14 fouls right now. I only have two marked down. I have to try to improve and do a better job of that as we carry on our broadcast. Strong misses the free throw. Has the opportunity to shoot another, though. Releases. And it's also no good. Very rare to see Grant miss two in a row from the charity stripe. 7:40 and ticking, second quarter. Jackson County in front, 11-8. Arroyo with it. Drives baseline. Nice move. Misses the shot, though. Got his own rebound. Put it back. I believe John Hamilton may be going to be called. Yes, 00. The sophomore, post reserve, who's in. While Keaton Arms gets a breather, Hamilton picking up that foul. And Cuevas at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Fortunately, he misses it. Right now, Jackson County up by 5, 13-8. Either team's biggest lead of the contest. Spivey with it into the paint. Shot up, no good. He drew a foul, though. And Jeff going to go to the line to shoot. Foul was called against Eli Burris, his second personal. The senior guard perhaps going to have to sit for a few moments.
You know, Coach Thomas is doing a good job with this game plan here. Collapsing down as Strong drives the paint. Defensively, the Blue Devils are playing really well. Kind of got Clay County frustrated right now.
They are.
Spivey hits that first free throw, making it 13-9. Second one's away. It is no good. Rebounded by, I had to change that, Kendrick Brown. Brown with it. Works to Stacey in the front court. Now Arroyo. Arroyo in, defended by Silk. Gunner cuts him off. He has to kick across to Brown. Brown misses the jumper. He's defended by Hamilton. Silk with the rebound. Head to Strong. Head to Hamilton. Layup. No good. A little Strong. A foul going to be called, though. Foul against Kendrick Brown. His first personal is the Jackson County faithful who've made the trip. Starting to get a little vocal here. First time tonight, and I kind of like it. It's been so quiet in here, Thomas. It makes you feel a little more normal.
It does, Danny. The only thing, if you speak, everybody hears it in here tonight.
Hamilton misses his first of those two free throws. Clay County struggling tonight so far from the charity stripe. Their miss is the difference in the score. 13-9 currently, Jackson County does lead. On the floor for Clay County, John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, Eli Smith, Gunner Silk, and Jeff Spivey. Strong in Arms getting a breather. Hamilton hits that second free throw, making it a one-possession game here, 13-10 the score. Jackson County with the advantage, 7:05 mark of this second quarter.
You're right, Daniel. Clay County's 2-for-6 so far from the line.
Arroyo with it. Works back to Cuevas. They are a good tandem for the Blue Devils.
Yeah.
Arroyo now wanted to pull the trigger on a jumper, did not. Got it to Cuevas. He does pull the trigger, misses the shot, rebound by Arms. Keaton is checked back in, and Grant Strong now coming to the scorer's table to check back in, too. Arms with it at the charity stripe. Has his pass stolen. Just a poor decision by Keaton there as it was picked out by Cuevas, who goes coast to coast and misses his shot. Eli Smith with it. Fast break opportunity. One-on-one. Goes to the hoop. Score.
Got it. Good job.
The last contest Clay County played Saturday night at Livingston, Eli Smith with 12 points in that contest. Possibly a career high for him. I'm not sure. Known as a defensive star, just starting to bud as an offensive player.
He's really come on this year. Took on the starting role, and he really makes a difference for this team with his assist, his defense, and his scoring. We've seen him in double figures a couple of times already this season.
Three-point shot taken and hit by Arroyo. So the lead extended back out to four right now for Jackson County, 16-12, as Arroyo is going to be called for the reach-in foul. His second of the contest, he was working against Gunner Silk. Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own goal off to our left as Grant Strong checks back in and Bryce Bailey sits down. 5:56 left, second quarter of action. Jackson County 16, Clay County 12, 4 points the difference. Smith with an out top, works to Silk. Silk to Spivey, fires a three, no good. It was a good-looking shot, just did not fall.
So Jackson County goes zone on that inbounds play there, Daniel, allowing Spivey to get that shot off.
5.5 left in this first half of play. Jackson County with a lead, 16-12. Arroyo with it, jump shot, left elbow, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Keaton Arms, could not get the handle on it. Jackson County with another possession, and Chris Pigg's going to check back into the contest. And Jordan Arroyo will sit down.
Arms has done a great job so far tonight. Leading scorer with 6 points in the contest. Also controlling the boards for Clay County so far.
Pig with it on the inbound play. 8-foot jumper good. Jackson County up by 6. Their biggest lead of the contest. Strong with it. Right wing. Drives inside. Defended by number 11. Drew Kennard. Kicks it back out to Spivey. And Spivey knocks it down. He's a sharp shooter from behind the arc. Been a little cold in recent game reports that I've seen from assistant coach Andrew Meadows. Nice to see him knock that one down from way behind the line.
And it came from the assist from Grant Strong, forcing the issue instead of forcing a shot, kicking it back out to the open Spivey.
4:45 and ticking, second quarter. Spivey's three-point connection brings Clay County within three. 18-15 the score as Chris Figgs fouled. Somehow or another, Gunner Silk got matched up on the big guy, and Silk's called for the personal foul. That was kind of a David and Goliath situation.
He definitely got on the wrong man, didn't he?
Yeah, and Silk did a great job right there. It looked like to me he had all ball on that one. Did get him with the body, looks like, as Coach Edwards was kind of questioning that call.
That was Silk's second personal foul of the contest. Four-point lead now as Pig knocks down the first of those free throws. Jimmy Burchett checks into the contest. Burchett has been struggling a little bit lately with some back issues.
First game back that I know of, Daniel.
Yeah. I spoke to his dad before the game. He said he was about 70%, and he was going to play in case of emergency. So I guess two fouls on Gunner the first half is an emergency.
Here we are only halfway through this second quarter, and it is early for Silk to have two. 4:30 and ticking. Second quarter of action, Jimmy Burchett with it. 8-foot jumper right baseline, no good. Rimmed in and out, rebound by Chris Pig. Pig hit both of those free throws, putting Jackson County in front by 5, 20-15. Blue Devils with the basketball. Cuevas out top, defended by Spivey. Dribbles to his right, hands off to Kennard. Kennard around to the left elbow, kicks out to number 15, Braden Jones, who travels. Clay County with an opportunity to get some much-needed points here. It's not that 5 points is a big deal, but just kind of the momentum of things.
Yeah.
Kind of slow moving.
Yeah, we're not in any kind of sync.
They're not in sync, and again, I think you have to attribute that to the Jackson County defense and Coach Thomas and what he's done so far against Grant Strong and this Bulldog team.
Keaton Arms fires from the left elbow, misses his first from that area. Spivey with the rebound on the floor. Chris Pig ends up falling on him. Spivey getting up okay, though. Foul's going to be called. I think it was not even on Pig. Pig got stumbled up. The foul was away from the ball. And I missed No, the foul was on Pig. Okay. First personal for Pig. Strong inbounds to Spivey in right corner. Now back to Strong. Strong with it. Fires the three right wing. No good. Rebound Cuevas. Strong shooting about 44% from three-point land this year. That's a huge number.
Yeah. But he's not any of them are in sync yet tonight.
Right.
Strong with a steal on a pass. Fast break opportunity working against Pig. Gets to the hoop and does not score, but he's fouled. Pig going to be called for the body contact. Chris Pig picks up his second personal in just a few short moments here of action. That's going to be the seventh team foul against Jackson County. Only, yeah, they put it on the board now. Strong at the line. He missed his last two from there. Let's see what happens. Hits that one. 20-16 the score. 3:33 mark of this second quarter of action. And I'm just astounded at the number of people here in Joe Sims Gymnasium. So strange to see such a small crowd.
Yeah.
Strong hits them both. 20-17. I'm looking across the way at the traditional home side opposite of the scores table and players, and there's less than 40 people across the way, a few more than that on this side, but it's a combination of Jackson County and Clay County players. Or not players, but fans. Rebound by Strong on a missed Blue Devil three-pointer. He wants to go all the way, gets to the left block, spins, shots up, no good, draws the foul, though. The Jackson County faithful can't believe it, but Strong's going to get some of those calls. He aggressively goes to the hoop, has full control of his body, and that's how he's getting to the line so frequently this year, doing such a great job of it, and he'll heat up from the line, just watch and see.
And that's what great players do, Daniel. When you're struggling just a little bit, force the issue, take the ball to the hole, get the foul, and go to the line. And that's what Greg Strong's doing here. He's 3-for-3 here in this second quarter.
Hits the first, misses the second there. From the line, 20-18 the score. 3 minutes left in this second quarter. We projected it to be a high-scoring game. We were dead wrong on that. 20-18, halfway through this second quarter. Jackson County with the ball. Pig with it at left elbow, defended by Arms. Wants to drive. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it out to Cuevas. No, that's Kendrick. He works back to Stacy out top. Now back to Kennard. Jackson County just working the perimeter, trying to find something they like, and it's Spivey working inside against Cuevas. Comes up with a steal. Stolen back, though. Here's the ball by Cuevas, and a foul called against Keaton Arms. His Arms was trying to come aid Spivey, had some body contact with Cuevas.
Yeah. Didn't like that call, but I guess we got it.
Yeah, reach in there. They're going to get you on that one just about every time. But you have to talk about the defense of Jeff Spivey. Yeah, going up against guys that are quite a bit thicker than he is and also taller. And we talked about him last year. Hey, battles in the paint down there, Daniel. He just amazes me for his size, what he does on the defensive end.
A lot of hustle. A lot of hustle. Cuevas at the line. Hits the first. Earns the right to shoot the second. This is bonus shots. Each team now in the bonus. Jackson County with 8 team fouls. Clay County with 7. 2.5 minutes left here in this second quarter. Cuevas misses that second free throw. Strong with the rebound. He's got a full head of steam at the top of the key. Pulls up. Fires a 3. Yeah. Knocked it down. A whistle's blown, and I missed something. A technical foul.
I think they got Grant with it, Daniel. I'm not sure if he was made, some kind of gesture after making that three, which we've seen, over and over and over. He finally got one to fall, and I think he's excited about it. Not real sure what the call is, but Coach Edwards is wanting an explanation.
He's very upset about it, and I don't blame him. It was a very subtle thing, whatever it was. I missed it.
The three from Strong tied the ball game, though, at 21. But one of the technicals falls. Jackson County goes back up 22-21.
Terrible call.
Braden Jones, the one knocking down one of those free throws. Jackson County also with the possession here. 2:26 left in this first half. Jackson County 22, Clay County 21. Blue Devils with possession of the basketball. They have it in Drew Kennard's hands on right wing, defended by Eli Smith. Smith forces a steal. No, Kennard comes back with a loose ball. Works over to Stacy. Stacy with it, defended by Strong. Now he goes back to Kennard, posted up inside Cuevas, and Cuevas could not be fed the ball because Jimmy Burchett came over the top, swatted it away. Unfortunately, Burchett called for the over-the-back foul. Cuevas going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Cuevas, a sound shooter. He did miss his last free throw, and he also missed that one. Burchett with the rebound. He's fouled. Reach-in foul going to be called against Hayden Stacy. And Burchett will go to the line for the 1-1.
Getting kind of sloppy.
Yeah, just a lot of frustration, I think, out of both squads at this point.
You're talking about Burchett being banged up. He's played some big minutes here in the absence of Gunnar Silk, but he does miss the free throw.
Rebounded by Cuevas. Here he comes across the timeline. Minute 55 left in this second quarter. Kennard with it. Works across to Jones. Jones at the top of the key. Shoots it from free throw line distance. No good off the glass. And another foul call. Cuevas going to be called for this one. Him and Spivey were working on one another. Spivey going to go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Cuevas picks up what I have to be his first personal. As I mentioned earlier, I had season averages and totals all compiled from the information that assistant coach Andrew Mendes provided, but I didn't print them and bring them. So I'll give you updates on free throw percentages and stuff like that during Friday night's contest against Pickett County here in Joe Simmons Gym. Spivey hits the front end of that 1-1, earns the right to shoot the second one. Good on it, too. A good stroke.
That was a 10th foul, so he actually had two shots on that one. So he didn't have as much pressure on him that time.
Double bonus. That is right. 23-22 the score. Clay County reclaiming the lead for the first time in several minutes of game time here. A minute and a half left in this second quarter. And it is Bulldogs 23, Blue Devils 22. Cuevas with it. Left wing defended by John Hamilton now. He goes out top to Brown. Brown back to Stacy. Stacy to Kennard. Kennard working against Eli Smith. It's hard to advance to the hoop against Eli.
Yeah.
He and Gunnar Silk both very good defenders. John Hamilton going to be called for the foul. John just couldn't keep his feet work up. He was defending the junior Cuevas, who's much quicker than Hamilton. John did a good job with him, but they got him for some footwork there. So that is the 10th team foul for Clay County. Cuevas at the line to shoot two. First one's good. We're knotted up at 23. 68 seconds left in this second quarter. Hamilton's second personal of the contest. Cuevas hits them both. Put Jackson County back in front by one. Strong with it for Clay County. Right wing drives inside. Gets to the hoop. Going to be fouled. Reached over the top was junior Drew Kennard, and Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. It's that explosive quickness. Strong can cover, you know, however far it is from the arc to the hoop. He can cover it so quickly.
Long, quick strike.
Yeah. Folks struggle to keep up, end up playing from behind like Kennard did and get in trouble. Strong does miss that free throw. Hits the second. Knotted up at 24. Strong is a sophomore, averaged 21 points a game last year. Pretty huge number there, and is averaging much better than that so far early in this 2021 season. 50 seconds and ticking. Blue Devils with it. Cuevas, right wing, defended by Spivey. Picks up the dribble. Passes over to Jones. I hadn't learned his name yet. Braden Jones with it, working against Jimmy Burchett. 35 seconds. Kennard out top. Just a lot of movement away from the ball. Jackson County screening, trying to
hold it for the last shot, and Clay County trying to force the issue here and get the ball back.
20 seconds now. Spivey working against Cuevas. Cuevas kicks off to Stacy. Stacy now to Jones. Jones back to Stacy. Foul's going to be called. Strong. Frustrated with not having the ball, got called for the reach in, trying to come up with the steal. Grant's first personal of the contest, I believe. Second.
Got that technical.
That's right. Forgot all about that one. Stacy at the line hits the free throw. 12.7 seconds left in this second quarter. Jackson County in front by one, 25-24. We knew it would be a good game. I was expecting more of a shootout rather than this defensive effort. 26-24. Is that second free throw's also good. 10 seconds left here. Silk with it. Crosses the timeline. 6 seconds. Tries the dish to Strong. That pass stolen, though, by Connard. 2 seconds. Shots away. Desperation three. No good at the buzzer. It's halftime here. Jackson County 26, Clay County 24. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We've got a good one going here in Salina between Jackson County and Clay County as the Blue Devils lead the Bulldogs 26-24 at halftime. And it's been that close pretty much throughout. Jackson County did build the largest lead of the night at 6 points early in the second quarter. They also led 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. And then Clay County rallied to outscore them just by one, 16-15 in the second, to trail by two, 26-24 here at halftime. Jackson County's being led by Eli Burris and Chris Big, both with 6 apiece tonight. Raymond Cuevas has 5. Jordan Arroyo has 3, Hayden Stacy has 2, Braden Jones 1, and Kendrick Brown has 3 points tonight. Clay County's been being led by Grant Strong. He has 9 points at the halftime. Jeff Bivey and Keaton Arms has 6. Eli Smith has 2. John Hamilton has 1 free throw. Story here of this ball game: Clay County is 8-for-15 so far in the first half from the free throw line, while Jackson County is 8-for-12. So poor free throw shooting for both teams tonight. But Clay County, you give them those 7 free throws, and they're in the lead of this ball game. Again, the Bulldogs trail the Blue Devils 26-24 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, about 3 minutes from the start of this third quarter. Jackson County does lead by 2, 26-24 in this big District 6A boys matchup, as we mentioned. Free game. Currently in the standings, Clay County number 2, Jackson County number 3. So we're seeing, you know, a good game between two of the top teams in the district, as we expected to. Coach Watson, it's Clay County Sports Hall of Fame time right now. Voting is currently going on. It closes at midnight on Friday the 8th. Of course, you were in that inaugural class, one of the first inductees, and back in 2010. This year will be the 11th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, founded by Bobby Westmoreland. It's been such a great thing. There's 25 current nominees that are being voted on. The top 5 vote-getters will be inducted. If circumstances allow, we'll do that at the Monterey home game, which I think is January 22nd. If the current situation gets extended, we will induct those 5 members next season with the class of 21. But, Coach, I know that you personally nominated some folks this time. One of them I want to mention, Faye Brewington, somebody who played basketball at Middle Tennessee College, I think it was called at the time, instead of Middle Tennessee State, played his high school basketball at Willow Grove, which was a powerhouse in Clay County basketball, wasn't it?
Right, they were with Coach Jelly Watson, I believe, was coaching up there then, who went on to be a, you know, he's also a, I don't know whether he's in the National High School Coaches Hall of Fame or not, but he's one of the great ones. He coached up there a number of years and then went on to over to, I guess it was called Cookeville Central at one time. I think the stadium over there is named after him. But, of course, he had all kinds of Clay County roots. He was a Maple Grove, Willow Grove family up there. And I think he was, you know, he taught maybe at Salina High School over through his years. Of course, his grandsons, been in the coaching business a little while.
Yeah.
And with Ben Watson and Mac Brown. So, you know, but he had tremendous basketball teams up there. And like I said, Faye Brewington, I know that back in the situation they had then, they were down to one win away from going to the final in the state tournament there for a couple of years in a row, and he was the leading scorer. And, of course, he was. There were three brothers in that family. One of them became an official that stayed in this area. One wound up coaching in the principal down in Rutherford County. And, of course, I think Faye worked for Carnation Milk for a number of years and finished out his working career actually working for the maintenance department back at Middle Tennessee.
Very interesting learning about some of that Clay County history that does not need to be forgotten. We used to have a county tournament back then between Hermit Springs, Salina, and Willow Grove. Always a big event. Usually took place around the 1st of February or something like that. And those days are gone, but we still like to remember them as we are ready now for third quarter action here at Joe Sims Gymnasium.
Crank it up.
26-24, Clay County trailing. Jackson County going to have possession to start off this third quarter. It's going to be Jordan Arroyo with it out top. He had to sit quite a bit during the second quarter with foul trouble, and everybody back out. Original five starters for each squad. And here the Clay County faithful are calling for a five-second call that they did not get. They felt like Arroyo was covered up and Chris Figg traveled. So they get what they want in the long run, a turnover, and Clay County with a chance to tie or take a lead.
And we talked about the Jackson County defense in the first half. I think you see a little different attitude out of Clay County on that first possession right there. They're denying the ball. Coach Edwards probably got into them a little bit, guys, at halftime and said, hey, this is how we're going to win this ball game.
Clay County with it. Spivey, left wing, defended by Arroyo, actually by Cuevas, gives it up to Silk. Now Strong at right wing, who is defended by Arroyo. Back to Smith, good ball moving on the perimeter. Strong with it now, left block. He's under a lot of pressure, has it stolen by Arroyo, who kicks out to Stacy. Stacy with it at right wing, goes to Burris. Burris to Pig at the top of the key. Pig quickly back to Burris. Now to Stacy, right corner, baseline drive, shots up, no good. Keaton Arms going to be called for a foul. Just a little too aggressive and a little bit out of position there.
Yeah, you know,
gets his second.
Sometimes you got to make that decision, you know, hey, I'm beat.
Yep.
And second personal of the contest, actually third.
Third, yeah.
Four Arms. First team foul of the second half is Cuevas adds two with a nice little hook shot right in the middle of the paint. 28-24, Jackson County with a four-point lead. Strong with it, right wing, working against Arroyo, uses an arm screen to go to his left, hands off to Silk, baseline layup, good. Nice work there between Strong and Silk. 28-26, Blue Devils with the ball and the two-point lead. Burris inside to Cuevas, two more points. Cuevas got the inside move on Spivey that time and got to the hoop.
Yeah, caught him on the wrong side.
30-26, 6:15, third quarter. Eli Smith, hands off to Strong, top of the key, drives against Arroyo, kicks out to Silk, wide open three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Arms, over Pig, put back, no, did not go, knocked out of bounds by Pig. Arms doing battle with the 300-plus pounder down there, a sophomore and a senior going to war. A lot of times Keaton Arms, the biggest player on the floor, that not the case tonight.
No, he's a healthy young man.
Pig, a good player and a senior for Jackson County. Arms, 2 points on the inbound play. Silk got it right.
A good release by Keaton to get open.
5:55, third quarter. Two-point game. Clay County trails, 28-30. Arroyo with it. Right wing, hands off to Pig, works to Burris. Three-point attempt, good. Nice shot by Eli Burris. A clutch shot. 33-28, 5 points the advantage. Foul on the floor. We're going to go against Stacy. Got his body into Silk. Second personal for Hayden Stacy, the sophomore point guard.
I don't think Burris has missed tonight. Pretty much 3 for 3 from behind the arc, I think.
Silk on the inbound. Goes to Spivey in the corner. He drives baseline. Shot was partially blocked, and Keaton Arms going to be called for his fourth personal foul. He'll have to sit down. Just a bad luck moment. Arms hustling, trying to get to the ball, and his body got into Pig.
At 3 or 4, then?
They've got 2 now on the board.
It's 4.
I've got him for 4.
Yeah, he has. He has 4.
little 1-3-1 action here from Coach Edwards with Grant Strong out at the top, Daniel.
Jackson County with the ball. Burris again. He's got the hot hand. He knocks it down. 4-for-4, you said, Thomas, now from behind the arc for Burris. And Coach Edwards wants to talk to his five starters. 5:09 mark of the third quarter, 30-second timeout. Clay County 28, Jackson County 36.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, third quarter action. Clay County on the inbound coming out of this timeout. Keaton Arms on the bench with four personal fouls. Silk with it, top of the key, works to Spivey. Spivey fires the three, knocks it down. Spivey 2-for-3 now from behind the arc. And Clay County trying to build momentum. 36-31, Dogs do trail. Bye-bye. Is that right?
36-31, that's right.
Yeah, trail by five, okay.
Back-to-back threes from Burris.
Right.
Put them up
by
eight.
I let the ball go.
Jackson County had a shot that fell short. Looked like Grant Strong had the ball. They say his toe touched out of bounds, though. And Jackson County maintains possession. Burris on the inbound to Cuevas. Cuevas drives to the left elbow. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Strong. Strong with it, quickly, across the timeline, top of the key, into the paint, right block. He was fouled, shooting foul, so Grant's going to go to the line to shoot two. Arroyo called for that foul, his third of the contest. 4:22 on this third quarter clock, 36-31, Strong at the line.
You're right about Grant Strong, the speed he has and the floor he can cover. You know, he got down there, three Jackson County players still had their backs turned by the time he was making this move to the basket.
And that's something, he was a great player last year, but that's something that has increased and improved is that explosiveness and that speed. We're seeing more of that. Strong hits them both from the line, 36-33. Pressure now being applied. Pig with it in the backcourt in a trap. Gets it to Cuevas. Cuevas travels. Coach Edwards calling for the full court pressure coming off of those free throws, and it works.
Great call by Coach Edwards there, and great defense by Grant Strong right there. He's the one that caused that turnover on the trap at midcourt there.
Silk with it on the inbound. He's at the top of the key, directing traffic. Strong posted up against a much smaller player. It's Kennard. Does work into the outside. Now Silk inside, outside of Spivey. He drives right block. Shots up. No good. They're going to call Cuevas for the foul. Cuevas played it pretty true. He just reached over a little, I believe.
You see.
Second personal for Cuevas.
Both Spivey, Strong, Arms, all of them taking the issue to the paint, taking it to the Blue Devils here in the second half. I'm sure that was part of Coach Edwards' talk. Look, guys, all we got to do is take it to them. We'll go to the line. We'll make our free throws in the second half. Get back in this thing.
So far, so good. Spivey knocks down the front end. Second one also is good. 36-35. Bulldogs trail by one. Pressure still being applied. Pig with it. He's the inbounder, so whenever the guard gets under pressure, they give it back to Chris Pig, and he is just not a ball handler. Blue Devils do get across the line, though. Stacy with it safely. He is being defended by Eli Smith. He needs to create some separation because Smith's on him tight. Finally, he hands off to Burris. Burris tries to go inside to Cuevas, but it's actually Pig that does it, and points are added for Jackson County by Cuevas underneath. He's having a good night. He had 26 last night against Van Buren County, and he's showing tonight again that he's well into double figures. Spivey, three-pointer, no good. Off the front of the rim, rebound, Strong, put back good.
Grant Strong, a good presence under the rim, and a travel by Chris Figg. Coach Thomas is going to have to rethink that scenario. Figg, the inbounder, is not much help as a ball handler when the pressure's there. He's a great player, but that's not his forte.
Clay County climbing back in this one. They're down by one, Daniel.
38-37. Grant, come on, Grant. Be smarter than that. Inbound pass from Strong to Hamilton, swatted away by Burris. They'll try it again. Strong to inbound. This time goes over the top of Burris to Hamilton, to Burchett, to Silk, to Spivey. Now to Strong in the corner. Baseline drive. He's cut off, spins to his right, into the paint. Still working. Has to pull it up, kick it out to Burchett. Jimmy drives. Tries to go to Hamilton. Ball knocked away. Coach Edwards just cringing there, missing that opportunity for his squad to take a lead. Blue Devils with it, 38-37. Jackson County with the one-point advantage.
Got Gunner Silk on Eli Burris now. He's made four threes tonight. I'll bet he doesn't get another one off tonight.
Hamilton defended Pig, top of the key. Pig drives, calls for help after he picks up the dribble, gets it to Stacy. Stacy inside to Clavis, and they're calling a foul on Spivey. I'm not sure what transpired that justified that being a foul call, but Spivey receiving the personal foul, his second I have of the contest. I guess that's right. Burst inbound. Two team fouls for Jackson County here. Actually, three for each squad in the second half so far. Blue Devils inbound. They work it to Clavis. He scores. Clavis having a big night. Where's he at, Thomas? Any idea?
8 points in this quarter, Daniel, and 13 on the night.
40-37 the score. 2:25 left in this third quarter. Jackson County with the three-point lead. Clay County with the basketball. Grant Strong at right wing, defended by Drew Kennard. Strong using a Hamilton screen, works to his left. Kennard battles through and stays with it. Jump shot good.
That's a Grant Strong right there. Get to your spot and make the shot at the elbow. Just pure shooting right there.
Sure was. Had a smooth stroke on it, hit nothing but the bottom. 1 point lead for Jackson County, 40-39. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Minute 50 on the clock. Burchett defending Kennard. Kennard goes to Quavis inside the Pig. Pig defended by Hamilton. John doing a nice job. Contested about three different shot attempts, but called for a foul on the third, and Pig goes to the line to shoot two.
Good job by John right there, by Hamilton. Kept his hands up, kept them straight up. Defended the one.
The big guy's getting the calls tonight. He's been doing a lot of that from behind our players.
He is getting the call down there. Good job by Hamilton.
Many may remember as a freshman last year, John Hamilton at Red Bull and Springs going toe-to-toe battling with Dalton Marsh, the district MVP, as a senior over there last year. Did a great job. We see him doing that again tonight. Pig at line, didn't miss that first free throw, 40-39 the score, hits the second, and Jackson County's in front by two. Pig going to come to the bench and get a rest. And number 32, Kendrick Brown, checks in for him. Minute 40 left, third quarter. Jackson County leading by two, 41-39. Gunner Silk out top for Clay County. Grant Strong posted up against Kennard wanting the ball. Kennard doing a nice job not letting Grant work on that post. He's having to come out to get the ball, and that's where Strong has it now at right wing behind the arc. Dishes back to Silk. Silk to Spivey. Spivey to Smith. Smith to Strong in the left corner. Grant baseline drive, 10-foot jumper. No good. He was fouled. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. Once again, credit head coach Kevin Thomas and this Blue Devil team. They've executed a good game plan.
Great game plan.
Yes, the 22-year veteran coach knows what he's doing. Strong at line hits the first of two, drawing the Bulldogs within one, 41-40. Minute 17 left here in this third quarter. Second one's good. Strong playing big here down the stretch. Minute 17 left. Is Strong going to get a bit of a breather? Perhaps the remainder of the third as Bryce Bailey checks into the contest. On the 4-4 Clay County, Silk, Hamilton, Bailey, Spivey, and Smith. Kennard with it gives to Burris. Burris to Stacy out top. Stacy being defended by Bryce Bailey. Now back to Burris. Fires the three. No good. Rebound Hamilton. 55 seconds left in the third quarter.
Take your time.
He hands off to Spivey. Spivey across the timeline, into the paint, gets to the hoop, scores.
Good job, Jeff.
Running jumper across the paint, connected from about 6 feet out at the right block. 40 seconds left in Clay County in front, 43-41. Jackson County with the ball. Stacy out top. Works to Kennard at left wing. The black and gold faithful who are assembled have come to their feet, cheering on their team at the end of this quarter. And a foul called on the floor against Spivey, his third personal. Arms has missed much of this third quarter with four personal fouls. Now Jeff Spivey with three comes to the bench for the remaining 20 seconds of the third. Burst inbound from beneath the Jackson County goal. Gets it to Brown. Brown scores from left block. Knotted up at 43. Strong with it. 12 seconds. He's at left block. Kicks it out to Silk. Top of the key. Gunner drives. Dishes out to Bailey. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Smith. 3 seconds now. Hands off to Bailey. Loses the handle. And time's going to expire on this third quarter. At the end of three, we're right where we started. Clay County and Jackson County even. Except this time it's not zero. It's 43-43.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gymnasium, where Clay County has rallied and tied this ball game at 43 with Jackson County. Grant Strong, big second half so far, 17 points on the night. Jeff Spivey, another big game, 13 also for Clay County.
Fourth quarter action underway. Eight more minutes to settle this one. 43-43 the score. Clay County with the ball. They work to the hoop on our right. Foul on the floor. Spivey was trying to drive. And number four, Hayden Stacy, tied him up and drew the personal foul. Strong to inbound, gets it into Silk. Four-foot jumper, no good. Put back by Strong. Strong inbounded to Silk. Silk missed the short shot. While that was happening, Strong came in and tipped it in. 7.5 minutes left. Clay County leading by two. Gunner Silk pressuring the basketball, knocks it out of bounds from Burris. Clay County starting to get aggressive here, starting to feed off some emotions. Burris inbounds. Hamilton denying Tig the pass, draws the foul. It's a great idea. He was just a second late.
Yeah,
I had Hamilton for four personals. Michael Miller now just three, though. That's good.
And playing some big minutes in the absence of Keaton Arms here. As Burris finally gets loose, misses this one. As Silk gets a hand up.
Hamilton with the rebound. Hands off to Strong. Grant across the timeline. Three-point attempt. Left wing. No good. Clay County cannot get to the ball. Jackson County going to take back possession. 7:17 left to play. Clay County 45. Jackson County 43. Eli Smith pressuring Stacy in the backcourt. He's actually just trying to deny the inbound pass. He retreats to play defense in the backcourt. Arroyo with it, right wing, works to Cuevas. Cuevas inside the pig. Hamilton's there, got him shut down. Hand back off to Cuevas, jumper's good. Cuevas having a big night. We're knotted up, 45-45. The 6-4 Blue Devils and the 8-2 Bulldogs pretty evenly matched. And Spivey going to be called for the offensive foul. The defensive players certainly did not seem to be set, but then again, we are Clay County fans. We're always going to view it through a black and gold lens. Spivey with his fourth personal of the contest. You've got arms on the bench with four. Spivey's still in the contest playing with four. 6:45 left in it. 45-45. Stacy dribbles across the timeline. Has it at the top of the key. Defended by Strong. Swings it to Arroyo. He goes inside to Quavis. Spivey knocks the ball out of bounds, denying the pass. Blue Devils to inbound.
Spivey needs to be careful. He's very, very aggressive on defense. A lot of times they get you when you come across a post like that and make the deflection. Very lucky right there not to be out of this game.
Coach Edwards getting Jeff Spivey to the bench. Getting Bryce Bailey in, and a travel call. Clay County going to take possession of the ball. I'm not sure which Blue Devil did it, but the turnover was committed. Clay County basketball on the floor for Clay County. Grant Strong, Eli Smith, Gunner Silk, Bryce Bailey, and John Hamilton. 6:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. Hamilton called for a moving screen, and that's going to be the fourth personal for Hamilton. We talked about depth early on in the broadcast and how Coach Edwards had a shortage of it this year. We've got both feature post players with four. Well, Spivey, if you want to call him a post, all three players with four fouls. Not a safe place. Hamilton going to stay on the floor with his four. Burst with it out top for Jackson County. Stacy at left wing. Works the pig at left elbow. Now inside to Quavis. Eli Smith going to be called for the foul.
Look at the foul count here. Got him a 9 so far, Daniel. Won't be long being the double bonus.
9 team fouls for Clay County. 5 for Jackson here in the second half of play. 6 minutes exactly left in this fourth quarter. 45-45 the score. Quavis at the line to shoot 2. Or actually, the front end of a 1-1. He misses it. Rebounded by Strong. Strong across the timeline. Working at the top of the key. Into the paint. Laid it in. He elevated from around 10 feet from the basket and laid it off the glass. What an athletic, impressive play.
And went with the left hand, Daniel. Made the move. Crossed him up. Went with the left hand down the lane.
Pig, jumper, right elbow, no good. Rebound Strong. Clay County in front, 47-45. Strong playing quickly. Top of the key, long two-pointer, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Hamilton. Jackson County going to have the possession. 5:28 left. Clay County 47, Jackson County 45.
Hamilton playing like he's got one foul. He only knows one way, Daniel.
I like
it. He's very physical. I love his intensity on the defensive end.
Clay County, or not Clay County, but Jackson County, works it into Arroyo. He hands off to Stacy. Hayden Stacy, the sophomore, across the timeline. Jimmy Burchett coming back to the scorer's table to check in for Coach Edwards. Coach Edwards has a lot of players on his team, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them are freshmen. 8 freshmen on the squad, and none of them really at this point, I don't think he's used much in the season.
No, when they were playing JV, Daniel, they've kind of cut that out with these limit on the attendance lately. You know, he had a full freshman team.
Sure.
That Coach Andrew Meadows was coaching.
Bryce Bailey picked up a personal foul, sending Chris Pig to the line to shoot the double bonus. He knocks down the front end. Yeah, 16 players on the roster, 8 of them sophomores and up, 8 of them freshmen.
Pig can tie it here.
He does not. Misses the shot. Clay County 47. Jackson County 46. Jimmy Burchett with the rebound. He brings it down the floor. Has the left wing. Works into the paint. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Pig. Pig hands off to Stacy. Stacy works across the timeline. Sets up shop at the top of the key. Under pressure from Burchett. Has the handoff to Arroyo. He's defended by Strong. 4:45 left. 3-point shot by Burris is blocked by Silk. He has an open layup and hits it. Clay County with a big 3-point lead. I say big because it's been such a tied or 1-point game for a while.
Yeah.
Stacy with it, working for Jackson County, defended by Jimmy Burchett. Now Burris, across court to Arroyo. Arroyo grabs baseline, kicks across to Cuevas in the paint, and they're going to say a foul on the floor against Bailey. I was not watching him. He very well may have committed it. I was watching Hamilton.
You know, but we talked about Hamilton playing some big minutes. Bailey's playing some big minutes right here. I know he's picked up a couple fouls, but doing pretty well there in the paint. And Spelling, Keaton Arms, has been on the bench basically the entire second half as he re-enters the ball game here. And Jeff Spivey also with four fouls, both of them coming back in, Daniel.
Cuevas misses the front end of that double bonus. And a timeout taken by Clay County. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in this contest. Clay County leads by 3, 49-46. Cuevas with a free throw when we come back.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, 4:10 left to settle it in this fourth quarter. Cuevas at the line to shoot a second free throw. He hit his first. It's a three-point game. Clay County leads 49-46. Cuevas releases. Misses. Rebounded by Keaton Arms. On the floor for Clay County coming out of this timeout. The original five starters of Silk, Strong, Arms, Smith, and Spivey. Smith with it right wing. Goes to Spivey right corner. He kicks back to Silk. Silk to Strong. Strong top of the key. Goes left. Goes right. Hands to Spivey. Spivey to Smith. Smith in the left corner, well defended, back to Silk. A lot of ball movement around the perimeter. Strong now driving, they cleared it out for him. Lost the handle on the ball, Arms got it back, and knocks down. Ooh! I thought he knocked down an 8-foot jumper, he did not. He missed it. The ball, unfortunately, after it rolled off the rim, was knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Jackson County here.
Really.
Jackson County granted possession. 46-49, Blue Devils with the ball, 3.5 minutes left here in regulation, I should say. Arroyo, right wing, gets around Smith, and they're going to call Arroyo for carrying the ball. I thought they were going to call Smith for a holding penalty.
I think that was a makeup, honestly and truly.
Arroyo called for carrying the basketball there. Back in the hands of the black and gold.
We need to kill a little time and get us a couple of points.
Clay County leading 49-46, three-point advantage.
Tick down under 3 minutes here. That's when Grant Strong goes into closer mode, takes the ball, forces him to foul, and then puts it away at the free throw line. Let's see if that's not what we're seeing here. Just Coach Evers has said, something easy or nothing. Basically, we're going to work the ball around. If we don't get a layup, we're just going to hold it. We're satisfied. We're up three right now.
Strong with it, right corner. Looks baseline, drives into the lane. 6-foot jumper, no good. He was well defended. Rebounded by Cuevas. Cuevas to Arroyo. He's playing quick. All the way to the left block. Picks up the dribble. Across the paint, pass to Cuevas, who travels. Jackson County, the last two trips down the floor. Right?
Well, you talk about walk, turnovers, and travels and things. Again, that's a product of good defense, and that's what we're seeing from Clay County. That was Gunner Silk right there on that one causing the travel.
Right, because Arroyo, Cuevas, these are good basketball players, solid veteran players, and they're just not making mistakes. They're forced mistakes. Silk with it, left corner, works inside the Arms, working against Pig in the paint, shots up, good.
And one.
drew the foul as he did it. Keaton Arms, a big play at a big time there. 2:13 on the clock as Keaton goes to the line, trying to give Clay County a 6-point lead. Currently they have a 5-point advantage, 51-46. Shots away by Keaton. He knocks it down.
Need a stop now.
Huge play by the sophomore right there. He goes into double figures too, Daniel. It gives him 11.
Arroyo with it. Works ahead to Cuevas. Cuevas in the front court. A foul going to be called. Silk, I believe, or Smith.
Got him reaching in right there. Gunner may have been Silk. All ball, but when you reach in.
Yeah,
they
get the ball into his leg. But, you know, they're going to call that most of the time.
2:03 left in this fourth quarter. Cuevas at the line to shoot two. The foul was on the floor, not a shooting foul. However, double bonus for Jackson County due to Clay County having more than 10 team fouls. Cuevas hits the first, making it a 5-point game.
But he's going to miss that second.
Missed the second. Maybe he missed them both.
The second time.
Made one.
Made the first. Okay. 52-57. Minute 55 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Strong with it out top for Clay County. His team leads by 5. He hands off the Silk. Gunner content to stand there and hold it. Stacy now forces him into motion, and they call him for a travel. I guess his plant foot moved. Perhaps he drug it. He did a double step with his lead foot and drug his hind foot, I suppose. Minute 45, Jackson County back with the ball. Big opportunity for them. Two-possession game right now. Clay County leading by 5, 52-47. Arroyo spins into the paint. Shots up, no good. He was fouled, though, going to go to the line. And I'm curious who drew the arms fouls out with his fifth. There were 3 black and gold players. I've got him as arms has fouled out of the contest. They very specifically made sure they knew it was 13 that drew the foul. Minute 34 left. John Hamilton checks back in. I'm glad Arms had that opportunity to play for a short time with that big offensive
big
move.
3-point play.
Yes, sir. Keaton has expired for the night. Arroyo at the line. Misses
right.
That first free throw.
Now let's look for that rebound.
47-52. 5-point lead for Clay County. The 8-2 Bulldogs trying to go to 9-2 on the year. Jackson County came in at 6-4 overall. They're a good basketball team. Arroyo knocks that one down, making it a 4-point game. Minute and a half left to play here at Joe Sims Gymnasium in this District 6A boys battle. 4 points the difference, 52-48. Silk to the hoop, making a 6-point difference. He hits the layup and draws the foul. Gunner Silk going to the line.
He saw that lane at half court, and nobody but him saw it, I don't believe. I don't think he could believe it when he first saw it.
Hayden Stacy drawing the foul. And he may have fouled out because they brought him to the side. Silk makes the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Hits the free throw, 7-point difference. 3-possession ball game here. And that's the biggest lead Clay County maybe has had in the whole contest. 55-48. Jackson County with the basketball. Connard working against Strong. They're going to call Grant for the foul. Connard will go to the line to shoot two. Third personal for Grant in the contest. He's done a nice job hanging on to those fouls while yet playing good defense. Connard releases, misses the shot. Jackson County shot themselves in the foot down the stretch from the free throw line. They did. We missed a lot early, and they missed a lot late. Second one's away. It is good. 6-point game, 55-49. Minute 10 left. Clay County with the ball. Strong with it. Comes across the timeline. Gives it up to Silk, who hands it back to Strong. Reach in by Cuevas. He actually knocks the ball away. Cleanly comes up with a steal. They're saying the ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be Clay County ball. Cuevas came in and went for an exaggerated steal, almost one of those ones where he wanted. Yeah. Clay County ends up with the ball, though. 55.9 seconds left on the clock. As Silk inbounds to Strong. And I'm satisfied Strong's going to make him come fouling. No, he's going to put it away as he drives to the hoop. Foul on the floor. Clennard going to draw the foul. Strong going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 48.9 seconds. Clay County 55, Jackson County 49, 6-point lead. Shots away and good. Grant earns the right to shoot the second. Pretty much seals the fate on this one. It's three possessions. Now, 48.9 seconds is a lot of time in basketball. Second one's away. Misses that one. Quavis with the rebound. Quickly hands to Arroyo. He's across the timeline. If Jackson wants to close the gap, they need to do it quickly. A whistle's blown. Silk has drawn a foul.
No, they called it on.
Coach Evers is telling him right now, I told you, you extend your arm, you're going to get a reach in. And that's what happened there, Danny.
That's exactly what he's telling him. Arroyo misses the front end, and once again, I say Jackson County has missed a lot of free throws this fourth quarter. I see at least six or seven empty circles on Thomas's fourth quarter column over there. Essentially, the points different in the game right now. Arroyo misses them both. Strong with the rebound. Under pressure, they're going to say he was fouled. It'll either be Quavis or Arroyo getting the call. And Strong will go to the line to shoot the front end. Eighth team foul, actually the ninth team foul against Jackson County. 35 seconds left. First shot's away and good. 8 points now the difference. Second shot's away, also good. 9 points of difference, so technically a three-possession game if they make 3 3-pointers. Arroyo with it, gives to Burris. Burris loses the handle, gets it back, fires the three, misses it, rebounded by Strong. 20 seconds left, and Jackson County, I believe, going to concede this one. 17 seconds now. Strong with it, Quavis there. Forces him to pass, but Clay County not going to take another shot. We're at 5 seconds and ticking. Clay County going to win this one 58-49.
Guys, it wasn't easy.
It was not easy. Nothing in District 6A is. There is the buzzer. Folks, we're going to play a few ads, put together a few stats, come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County's girls are now 6-5 with their win tonight, 71-38. And the boys are 9-2 after winning tonight, 58-49. Now we'll do the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Thomas, we predicted a high-scoring affair. Ended up being quite the opposite, especially early on in this one.
It did, Daniel. We were dead wrong. How does that say?
22-23 or something at halftime, 20-something.
We were down 26-24 at the half, down 11-8. We actually, Jackson County tied it 8-8 at the end of the first quarter, and then they took their first lead on an and one to close out that quarter, 11-8. And guys, they kept it all the way to the end of the third quarter. They led 26-24 at halftime, it was tied. Strong tied it up with two free throws, 41-41, with 1:17 left in the third quarter. And Jeffrey Spivey, a big bucket there to give us our first lead, 43-41, and we never relinquished it there in the fourth quarter and put this thing away.
Through that one period where we were up maybe a couple of points and we got maybe four or five possessions and didn't score on them, and you get to where you know that they're going to come down and score and tie this thing back up.
Right.
But you know we managed to hold them on that end, and of course their terrible foul shooting helped us out tonight.
It sure
did. It did keep us in the game. You can kind of see Clay County though realizing what this one meant to them. And they wanted to get it. It was one of those, you know, face some adversity and fight through it, and that's what Clay County did tonight.
It seemed like we had a lot of non-action fouls tonight. You know,
right.
Away from actually the action of the ball
right.
game, a lot of fouls were called.
That's true. That's true.
You saw Keaton Arms kind of keep us in it in that first quarter as Grant Strong was trying to settle in early on, and then he got to the foul line, guys, and went and got his to try to help secure this win. Let's go down to point totals for Jackson County. Raymond Cuevas led the way with 17 points. Eli Burris had those 4 3-pointers for 12 points. Chris Pig had 8 tonight. He was held pretty much in check in the paint, I thought. Hayden Stacy, 2. Jordan Arroyo just had 3 points tonight. I know he scored quite a few for Jackson County in this season. Drew Clennard, 1. Braden Jones, 1. And Kendrick Brown, 5 off the bench. For Clay County, John Hamilton played a great game, only scored 1 point tonight, but played relief and foul trouble there against Pig and others. Eli Smith, also a great defensive game, just 2 points tonight. Gunner Silk. We saw him make some timely plays just like he always does, and track their best player all night on defense too, 7 points tonight. Keaton Arms, again, kept us in it in that first half, came in, had the big and one down the stretch there, got into double figures again, 11 points tonight. Jeff Spivey, I think he had just a great impact on this game tonight. He had 13 points, two big three-pointers, was perfect from the free-throw line. No, he missed one. Went 5 for 6 from the line and played great defense. Yeah. Even with foul trouble, I thought he had a great game. And then Grant Strong, big second half guys, finished with 24 in this contest.
A lot of them in that second half, yeah.
They were.
That has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Stay with us for the announcement of the TDS top performers from tonight's games.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your hosts as we wrap up the Farm Bureau Postgame Show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back for the final time here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show tonight, folks. We hope you enjoyed our first Horizon Sports Network broadcast of this season. Before we carry on with business and announcement of the TDS top performers, just to throw out to you that we will be covering the remaining district contests. There's 9 more district dates through this regular season, and then pick up and carry all the district and regional tournaments for you as well. It is time here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. On the girls' side, we chose Katie Arms. On the boys' side, we chose Jeffrey Spivey. Thomas, I'll let you talk about the performances.
Well, Katie, she's the senior leader of this team. And, you know, they needed a little leadership in this contest. If you'll remember, Jackson County played them really well in that first half, actually cut it to a two-point ball game about midway through that second period.
Yeah.
And that's when Katie Arm said, hey, now it's time to do something. She basically started that 9-0 run they had and scored throughout it to put the game and go up double digits at halftime, and then help her team put it away with that 12-0 run to start the second half. Finished with 16 points tonight. Just her leadership and attitude to say, hey, guys, we're supposed to be beating this Jackson County team right now pretty bad. Why aren't we? Here's the way we need to do it, and that's what Katie Arms did in that second quarter.
I agree. I think when it comes down to the emotional leader and just as far as going out there and, hey, it's time, like you said, but something needs to happen, she's the one that can do that. I mentioned that she was a greedy, tough player that didn't shy from contact, and that's true. She drew a ton of, you know, a lot of those was and one opportunities.
Well, unfortunately, missed the free throws or would have had over 20 tonight probably.
You know, so scoring through that contact, you know, that's what Katie does. She's aggressive. She's a veteran, just a great player. So on the girls' side, Katie Arms, the TDS top performer. And on the boys, Jeff Spive, he had a great game, didn't he, Thomas?
He did. You know, in that first half, he had a big three-pointer and four free throws in that second quarter. While Grant Strong was struggling a little bit, you see Coach Thomas come out here. His game plan tonight was, look, Grant Strong gets by one, we're going to throw three more at him. And they were collapsing in the paint when Grant Strong was attacking. And he was kicking it out, and Jeffrey Spivey nailed that three-pointer. Had two threes on the night, finished with 13 points. You know, doesn't sound like high numbers, but he hasn't been in that double-figure range for several games now. This was with Strong. We kind of saw that there's a good support in the cast around Grant Strong tonight. Keaton Arms had a big first quarter when Strong was kind of struggling a little bit, and then Jeff Spivey had a great game on the defensive end all around. We saw him guarding Cuevas, we saw him guarding Pig some, got in foul trouble, still played through it, stayed in this contest throughout, came back in and made an impact, and kind of, this is a Jeff Spivey of old, I thought, knocking down the three-pointers, making his free throws, 13 total points tonight, and one big thing he did, tied at 41 with a minute 17 to go in the third quarter, Spivey drove the basket,
right,
if you remember.
Right.
He,
that's what I was going to say.
Instead of settling for that three-point shot, put his head down, drove the basket, went in, put us up 43-41. Our first lead, we maintained it throughout and won 58-49 in a contest that was a tight one throughout. So, to me, Jeff Spivey was that top performer tonight for the Dawgs.
Couldn't agree more. Tonight's top performers were Katie Arms and Jeff Spivey, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Thomas, final thoughts before we shut her off.
Just another great District 6A showcase, as we call it here, between the bitter rivals, Jackson County and Clay County. And neither game really disappointed. The girls ended up in the end, stretching it out to a 30-point win. But this boys' game, it's always going to be a battle between the Bulldogs and the Blue Devils.
Certainly is. Folks, until this coming Friday evening, when we will be broadcasting live here in Salina from Joe Sims Gym for the big Clay County versus Pickett County games. For Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.